welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, indeed. Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Wow, you are in a good mood this morning, Danny.
Incredible mood this morning, thank you.
Why is that?
Yeah.
No particular reason. As a matter of fact, I kind of had a bad start to my morning, actually. I use this thing I told you about called Podcast. It's a workout that you load down from your computer and you put your own music to.
Yeah.
And I set it up since I took off a week when I toured Chicago and a week when I first started here because I was too tired. So I started back at the beginning and programmed the rest of January through February.
How does it work?
You know, the
podcast.
You want me to tell you, really? Are you interested? I'll tell you.
I am.
Because I will tell you this, since you've asked who both are, I happen to think they know me as a customer. I heard about them, signed on, it was the best thing ever, and now they called me. So I think I'm going to end up working with them. But they're not a client, and they do not pay me. I want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it's 70 of the most famous trainers you've ever heard of. If you've heard of trainers, you'll recognize at least 30 of the names. And they'll all say sold 6 million books and stuff like that. They're the best. And they do workouts ranging from weightlifting to elliptical to running to pregnancy to yoga to walking your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you download them into your iPod. Literally, so there's 70. Now, let's say I'm one of them and I train you in weights. And I'm going to do biceps and chest.
Mm-hmm.
I record that whole thing. It takes 36, it's a 36-minute workout, right?
Right.
But then I put in little tiny, hundreds of little tiny different things, so every day that workout can change if you want. If you felt something was too heavy, you can dial it down a little bit, and it's the same workout, it's lighter, you can change it, you can alter it. And since there's 10 per trainer, at least there's 700 different workouts per month.
So what would yours sound like?
I've got it with me.
A snippet of yours.
Of the one I actually trained on?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'd rather be pulled off as a trainer. I think it comes off as a novelty, and these are some of the best trainers in the world. I've never taken a client. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. I've really researched it. It's excellent, but it's just, I'm not one of those
What is
guys.
It physically, well, let's say not yours se, but what does one's sound like?
What do you want to talk about? Weights, weight training,
let's
running,
just say
walking
weights,
your dog?
Or whatever one would be
weights
the most
is the
entertaining.
Best for me. Weights is the best because this is why it kills a regular trainer, just kills a real trainer. And I'm sorry about that because I know you're really struggling to make a buck. You can't distract it.
Mm-hmm.
When it says you have 30 seconds, there's nothing. The place can blow up. You got 30 seconds. So we'll say, good morning and welcome to Pod Fitness. Today we're going to work on chest. You have 30 seconds to find a flat bench and load it with a weight that you can lift 15 times. By the time they've said that, 10 seconds have gone by.
Right.
You're over there doing it. By the time you just get the weight on, all right, begin. Mm-hmm. You haven't rested a second. They count, and here's the other thing. I work out with 200 pounds.
They count your reps?
Yeah. I say try and do 15 reps, which you don't have to do, obviously.
Right.
But if you can, because I like to build, if you can do more, you should add more weight.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all the reps. But I work out with 200 pounds, and with these guys, I work out with 150, 155, because they count like this. One.
So you have to go slowly up.
Two.
And down.
It's like, oh my God, please.
You can't get ahead of them.
No, and you can't. It doesn't, you know, you're not doing what you're paying for.
But at some point, does this voice come in? Danny, I know Gretchen's been cheating.
No.
Just in between the reps?
Because I have so many voices going on anyway.
Already.
What I am thinking is, and it's usually a line from Almost Famous, the tour bus movie with the Rolling Stones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kate Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be lifting, and I'll get up. And those friggin' mirrors, when I used to work out at, like, hotsy-totsy gyms with all the people dressed really nicely, those mirrors are all over the walls for a reason, and everybody would pretend not to look at themselves.
Right.
Me, if I lift up something really heavy and I'm really bulging, I get right up and stare in that mirror, and I think in my head, I am a golden god.
And everyone else in the gym thinks, Bonaducci is a jackal.
You know what's so cool about being Bonaducci? Nobody says anything.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that.
No,
about
I said they think it. They think
they think it and have at it.
I don't know about golden based on what you showed the porn star yesterday of your pubes.
I am a bright red
guy. I mean,
oh, don't show T your
showing.
Pubes.
I will not show T. I show a professional cohort of mine. I'm golden as in
yes.
That's true.
Well,
but it is because from then, you would go, okay, we're now going to do incline flies. You have 30 seconds to find an incline bench and weight. and there's no distracting it. So you can get what usually takes me an hour and a half done in 36 minutes, and it's amazing. And then it dials up and changes daily and monthly and weekly, and you can change trainers. They do the same thing with elliptical, jogging, anything. And it's your own music you mix in.
I'm no certified trainer, although I used to be a boxing trainer, and I can tell you that the best way to work out is just to hurry it along, get over with, try to cram an hour, hour and a half into 22 minutes, and go home. You'll get the best workout, and you'll be in and out of there twice as fast.
Is that true? You can get a perfectly good workout in 22 minutes rather than an hour?
Of what? In my it's all in your goals.
Hey, it depends what you want to do. Not exactly. If you're training for the Olympics, but if you're trying not to get fat.
Yes. But if you're training for sprinting, maybe.
Maybe. But either way, I think you're better off, in general, just doing wind sprints rather than jogging.
I agree.
Let's say you'd be better off going hard for 5 minutes than running for 20 minutes at a slow pace on a treadmill.
And also do much better on your joints and your ligaments and stuff like that there. But I have a basic rule, which is not helped by this morning's workout. But on the treadmill or the rowing machine, I happen to think is one of the best machines ever for cardio. Because you also do a sit-up with each one. It's great. Mm-hmm. But under 45 minutes, and I really don't think you really started to melt the fat away.
Huh. Then I guess you wouldn't care for my Curves workout.
Curves was such a brilliant idea, and then I wanted to buy one, so I went in one.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of men in there.
They are like the fastest growing fitness chain in the world.
They were. The McDonald's.
Oh, they were. No, but you doing one rep and then having a sensible breakfast and then doing another rep and having a protein shake and then crying with your girlfriends then doing the third rep.
So not
a great
plan.
I'm assuming that Curves is not a sponsor.
I'm assuming
that.
Okay,
here's what's wrong with
Curves. I am a member, though.
All right, well, you're a tard, and I'm sorry, and I'll fix you. I promise I will fix you. Here's the problem with Curves.
Bonaducci fixes you. You got to kill yourself, dude.
I can fix that. I brought more than one person back. you ever see Pulp Fiction? It's not that far off. Anyway, so what they do is they have no mirrors and no men.
Yeah.
So you can't see
no
that you're really
no
fat, and you can't feel embarrassed by men. Well, first of all, you should see that you're fat, and you should see men that appeal to you.
Interesting. Yeah, I would have mirrors that made you look even fatter, like a fun house.
Okay, and third, all the machines, there are no weights.
Hold on. Let me just say this. What's fun about having a huge ass, if you think about the fun house mirror?
That's unfun.
Nothing fun about having a head the size of a Triscuit and an ass the size of Mississippi, if you really think about it. Not a good time.
Unless you're not at the fair and you just see that guy.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I feel like women get coddled a little bit when it comes to the workout, whatever. But I think the deal is women may not have, well, there's a handful of women that are insane, but the rest of them want to work out in a judgment-free environment, right, and they get sucked into this stuff. I'm going to change gears here for just 1 second because...
You may change gears all day if you wish.
Thank you. I was watching the news last night. I'm seeing Malibu was on fire. And I was thinking to myself, A, I've built a few of those houses, and B, had one burned down to the ground and had no feelings about it.
That was going to be what I asked you. Did you feel a sense of loss when something you built burned?
No, I'll tell you, and you guys tell me if something's wrong with me, but this is the kind of human being I am.
All right, I'll play too. You go somewhere.
And I consider myself a nice person and a caring person. I cry every time I see Special Olympics commercials. Retarded kids running in slow motion really tugs at my heartstrings, or blind kids running when someone is leaving them.
You don't even know
them.
If they're in slow motion. I just be the way those kids run.
Maybe they don't move so well. You're right. But I built a house in Malibu many years ago, and I remember specifically I built a solid oak hand railing out of just raw lumber. Most of the time you buy a kit, you have it milled sort of thing, and you end up assembling it. But I stayed there for months with all my tools and my routers and my table saws, and me alone just sort of worked on this very intricate railing, which is very difficult, by the way. Made it out of solid oak, and it had all the balusters and turns and went down, had a landing on the top. It was a nice, real work of art when I was done with it. And then I went by there a few years later, just the foundation. It had burned to the ground, and I was with somebody who said, well, wow, you need a moment? And I said, no. And he said, you're not upset by it? And I said, no. I mean, it was a paying. You know, I got paid. It's not like the money burn with the house. And, you know, as long as no one was hurt, then someone will just come in and build the house again. It never thought about it twice.
See, this is so weird because mine seems weirder, but to you, to me, see, because I could never do anything like this. One of the, this is just weird to say to another guy. It's one of the things many things I admire about you.
Thanks,
you can,
Danny.
That you, you know, that you can do.
Get the rodeo song playing, Brian.
No, first of all, what does that mean?
Ass kiss rodeo.
Ass kiss rodeo.
You know, can I tell you in all real life how much I hate that kind of crap? Oh, it just because you want to compliment a guy. And
yes, pat it down. The man is being sincere.
I'm sorry.
That's cool. If you want to pay me directly out of your pocket, I'll start sucking up right now. If not, take your compliment.
All right, I'm taking it.
Okay. It's one of the many things I admire about you is, like, most people I know that have achieved your level of success, you don't kind of know where they come from. You don't think they can do anything. Like, the guy that got the part of Han Solo, what, you remember his name?
Harrison Ford. He was a carpenter as well.
He was building Spielberg's bookshelves. Right. So the fact that you can do all that stuff, so when I think of you and your tools and your router, which I don't even know what it is, I would think I'd be crushed if I did that. But here's my version of that story. I'm on the radio one day on my birthday. Girl comes in around 8 o'clock and starts trying to whisper and hand me notes, and I said, what kind of show do you think you're on here? Just, what is it? And she goes, your father's dead.
Oh,
and it was my
birthday.
And I said, huh, he finally got me something. And I went back to work.
He died on your birthday.
And he felt that was a gift.
What year?
2 years ago.
Well, I feel, and this is, well, we'll get into this next break because I want to take one here. But I've often said, you know, people get into that, hey, man, it's your blood. Then there's that blood is thicker than water one, which I never quite understood how it caught on. And I don't even know where it came from. Maybe
I think it's true
maybe Shakespeare. Yes, it's more viscous, and
yeah,
so is 30
absolutely.
Weight oil.
Yes.
And so is canola oil.
So it's almost, oil of
yes.
So is decapropanate, as long as we have to throw out all my thick oils.
Yeah. Let's not forget my favorite Vaseline.
What's on today's show?
Ah, but hold on a second. I'm just saying.
Just break on time.
I was going to break on time and say, I don't know. You know, Teresa over here danced a small to medium-sized jig when her stepmother died. I don't feel like you need to miss people that are family members if they were horrible
A-holes.
Family members.
Absolutely.
All right. Now we're taking a break.
Good.
When we come back, I want to hear from you about this, 866-901-ADAM, because I got stuff, I got stories to tell. I'm sure Danny does, and
he
does as well.
I'd like to hear about Danny's dad.
I'm going
to
make you guys feel a little bit better about hating your family members.
Okay, I'm in.
And anybody who doesn't do you right in life. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1
KLSX
Free FM. Tom Likas. Free to say, well, what you're already thinking.
If a man is really interested in you, he will wait for sex. That's a false statement. Reality is, I'm going to tell you my perspective as a man. The longer you make me wait for sex, the more turned off I get. It's not the opposite. The longer you make me wait, the hotter it gets. The more I want you. It's the exact opposite. The longer you act like mommy, or the longer you act like a bitch and you continue to deny me, the less turned on I am.
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
You know, I'd like to tell you something very personal about Frosty and me. Last night, okay, I'm kidding. No, actually, I'm talking about our homes and our money. And when it comes to those two things, there's only one company that we trust, and that is Best Funding. A very good friend of the show, Fernando Perez. He is the president of the company, and a lot of people have asked me, can I call Fernando Perez? Will he actually get on the phone? Yes. You pick up the phone, and you call 888-549-1010, and the president and CEO of the company actually gets on the phone and takes your call to help you out.
You can call Fernando Perez of Best Funding. He's a great source of information. You know, a lot of mortgage companies are sterile, they're uncaring, they're just a bunch of people in cubicles who don't care what kind of mortgage product you walk out with. They just want to make as much money from you as possible. That's not what you're going to find with Fernando Perez of Best Funding. You'll find out exactly what sort of mortgage or refi you need. He'll tailor it to your needs and treat you fairly and honestly. We love this guy. Fernando Perez at Best Funding. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Celebrate 40 years of King's history and receive a free commemorative mini jersey.
Word is up.
These jerseys honor four of the greatest Kings players of all time. Rogie Vachon, Dave Taylor, Wayne Gretzky, and Luke Robitaille. Each embroidered mini jersey comes with high quality packaging and a body mold for display. Every fan in attendance on select games walks away with one of these collectible mini jerseys free. The next giveaway is February 1st when the Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. And the free jersey features number 18 legend Dave Taylor. Find out how to collect all four jerseys with a custom frame by purchasing our jersey ticket package. Call 1-888-KINGS-LA or visit lakings.com/legends now.
This is not a game.
This
is not a game.
Big time.
How's your eyesight? Putting on those glasses so you can drive, putting on those glasses so you can read. Oh, is your eyesight so bad you have to put on glasses to sleep? That's a good one, Ace. I can keep that. I'm going to use that one. Oh, did I use it? It's good stuff. Yeah, Laser Eye Center understands. They got technology. I mean, imagine if you told Ben Franklin this. The man invented bifocals. He said to Ben Franklin, hey, Ben, you can either wear those glasses and sit on them and bend them out of shape and do that thing where you put the Band-Aid, because he was a nerd,
right,
in the center. Or you can go down to this place on the corner, give him a couple of bucks, and a day later, you'll be seeing with 20/20 clarity in vision. Well, what do you think Ben Franklin would have done?
He never would have believed it.
He wouldn't have believed it, and secondly, would have hopped on it. He probably would have called you a liar and then yelled, good day, and then said, you'll be hearing from his seconds and possibly thirds.
Good day, sir!
But no, he would have taken advantage of it, much like you should. They got the LADAR 6000 technology, more precise, more effective, faster, safer than ever before. 20 years experience. These people know what they're doing. Pick up the phone, give them a call. 880-LASER, that's 880-LASER, Laser Eye Center.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX, 3FM.
It's time to set the record straight for aerospace aficionados. There are a couple of things about the Aerospace Corporation you should know. They don't provide astronaut training, and they don't manufacture anything. But they have been around for 4.5 decades with an unwavering commitment to 100% mission success. Whether it's a soldier using the global positioning system in action, a family being informed of an approaching hurricane, or a child dreaming of walking on Mars, the legacy and future of the Aerospace Corporation are ever present. They're involved in all facets of space systems, including systems engineering, testing, analysis, and development, acquisition support, launch readiness and certification, anomaly resolution, and the application of new technologies for existing and next-generation space systems. Their state-of-the-art laboratory facilities are staffed by some of the leading scientists in the world. If your forte is science, engineering, information systems, and of course aerospace, and you want to make an impact on space and related high-technology systems, visit their website at aero.org/careers. That's aero.org/careers. An equal opportunity employer.
The next time you bring your bottles and cans to a recycling center, you're in for a surprise. You'll get more money than ever. Smaller containers are now worth 5 cents. The bigger ones, 10 cents. To learn more, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
If you're not recycling your empty bottles and cans, think about this. Smaller beverage containers are now worth 5 cents. Bigger ones, 10 cents. You don't want to throw away money like that. To learn more, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
Toyota owners, your Southern California Toyota dealer has two tickets to Mountain High waiting for you with any service of at least $69.99. Visit toyotaownersonline.com for details.
It's time for you to discover new radio stations that play CD-quality music with no expensive fees. It's HD Radio, and it's at Circuit City. HD Radio, available now with music, news, talk, and more. Digital, no subscriptions, and fee-free, the way radio should be. The pros at Circuit City can help you discover HD Radio with HD. HD Radio, you'll find the stations between the stations you listen to now in CD quality. Come into a Circuit City store and start listening today. HD Radio. Discover it.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
I must break you.
If you said Rocky IV,
I must break you.
You're correct. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Said by Dolph Lundgren.
That's right.
As Ivan Drago.
Tall drink of water. And
got a career from it.
What is this? What was his ex old? What was his old
Bridget
lady?
Bridget Nielsen.
Bridget Nielsen. Who started the Flavor of Love with Strange Love?
Very strange, but. Brigitte, as I remember now that I've seen the movie, go watch Rocky IV, see the replay or whatever. Brigitte's accent is horrible, and now you would expect it. When you saw it at the time, you didn't know who she was, and it didn't bump you that much. But go back and take a quick look at it. Yes.
There's a line from that movie that... are there lines from movies that sometimes you can't help but say, just mumble them to yourself because they fit so perfectly?
There is...
He offers to shave in
hold on.
Beverly Hills Cop 1 or 2 or 3. Exactly. Eddie Murphy offers to shave Brigitte Nielsen's legs, right? And he looks at her, she walks by, and he goes, that's a big bitch.
Yeah.
And every now and again, a six-footer will walk by me in a store. I just think to myself, wow. That's a big bitch.
You had me at big bitch.
She had a heyday.
Yeah, she did.
I will tell you, she did have a prime, which is more than I can say for a lot of us.
She came out as a big star-grabbing whore within seconds, though. She didn't get like a three-year ride. Within minutes of landing on American soil, you knew what she was.
Well, she was making hay while the sun shined.
That's right.
But it only signed for an hour and a half.
She went from Sly over to the guy with the the antlers and the giant clock.
On the same network as I.
Wearing a Viking helmet. Not many black guys can sport the Viking helmet and make it work, but Flava Flav.
That quarterback.
Can
you believe I know that? There's a black quarterback for the Vikings, and there was, right?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Yes.
Oh. It's just neat that I knew. For anybody else, who'd care?
He wore a Viking helmet, not a Viking helmet, but still technically a Viking helmet.
Very impressed with that.
All right. Where were we? We're talking about family, and I've often said that it's great to love your family, and you should give them the benefit of the doubt. But I've spoken to people whose parents, siblings, whoever, have done them wrong. These are kids doing parents wrong, parents doing kids wrong, and they can't help it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to revise it a little bit and say, now that I have kids, I'm not sure what my kids could do to get me to stop loving them. But I will say to my kids, you should be able to stop loving me if I'm a horrible parent.
That's fair.
You'll say that, or you would say that?
I'm going to more act it out, but yeah.
I've said,
get the message.
In trying to be a good father and husband simultaneously, my daughter gravitates to me, and I am a bohemian at best, and my wife is a Christian who knows you need to be in bed on time, you need to do your homework, you need to eat growing food before you can have dessert. None of that crap that matters to me even for a second. Mm-hmm. So I have looked at my daughter right in the face and said, do you not get that mom's the good parent?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the bad parent that you think is fun. Mom
Danny,
loves
I love you
right.
even more.
I know,
you're right. Mom's a bitch.
It didn't work. I mean, I thought I was being so sacrificing and saying, I'm
work
not
that
good
angle.
At this.
Yeah.
Your mom cares about you, what's right for you. I just want to not be hassled by you, so eat ice cream for breakfast.
I'm going to do that with my daughter. Daddy's a rebel. Daddy's a loner. Daddy's a rambling man. Don't love daddy.
Don't get attached to
daddy. Don't get attached. He'll have to ramble.
Sure, daddy's got to move on.
He'll burp you, and then it's rambling time.
That's the reason it's called the Corolla Show, because I'm not sure that's what I meant, but I'm going with it now.
But Danny, let me ask you this. You mentioned that when your father died, it wasn't, you know, sad news for you.
It was not sad news.
What was the relationship at that time?
Not a lot. He was in a home. He had several strokes. You know, it was weird. I did some. I think I did it out of morbid curiosity than anything else. My brother John, who suffered at my father's hands rather severely, my dad...
He was physically abusive?
Oh, oh, my God. If you'd like to see a trick in a few minutes, I'll show you something my daddy used to do.
Are you going
to
beat me?
No, but I can put cigarettes out on me anywhere and have
now,
not flinch.
That's was what your, I do just to feel.
Your dad was an alcoholic?
Nope. Never drank in his life.
Just never had a drink in his life. Well, most guys that are, I feel, at least statistically, most guys that are physically abusive start abusing a substance and then start abusing a family member.
Well, rage is a substance,
you got to remember that this guy's the guy that said he was born in the wrong century. And I mean, he's really out there, this cat.
But he was a writer.
Yeah. Comedy writer. And great at it.
He wrote Good Times, my favorite show.
And some of the best. He wrote F Troop, one of the funniest shows ever.
Hmm. Yeah, I could probably muster that song if I got high.
Dynamite! This is what I've been reduced to! Dynamite!
But things weren't dynamite around the house.
So here's the weird thing, and then tell me what I've gone on to him. When he died, my brother John, who
that's
suffered... who suffered greatly in my father's hands, was brokenhearted about it. Because my father, literally, when I asked him why he didn't beat me as much as he beat the other kids, he said, I don't like you enough.
Wow.
He meant that he really, you know how this is for your own good? He meant that. So when he disfigured some of his other kids, I got the easy out because he never liked me and told me so.
How many kids all
together? Two brothers and a sister, all brilliant and very successful.
And your father was a good provider?
He's an adequate survivor, provider. We had provisions.
You lived in a house, you had food and all that stuff. And then how, what
happened is he was such a nut within 3 weeks of working on One Day at a Time, Bonnie Franklin would have him fired and say, we can't work with this lunatic. Mm-hmm. Norman Lear, knowing the genius, would say, okay, and move him right over to Good Times.
Uh-huh.
And he'd stay at Good Times till they realized he was a lunatic, and they'd say, we can't work with him. He'd go, okay, and they'd move him right over to the Jeffersons. Mm-hmm. And he was that good that... people would tolerate this insanity from this cat. He was brilliant.
I'll do my Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time impersonation circa 1978. Barbara, we can't afford that. Take it back. Used to be a lot of take it back comedy. I don't know if you can take stuff back anymore.
Well,
you might be able to trade it in.
You'll love this. At a writer meeting, and my Bonnie Franklin says, Bonnie. I'm calling my dad, Joseph Bonaducci Bonnie. That was a nickname.
Right.
I'm going to change this joke right here. And he goes, No, you're not. And she immediately knows, no, I'm not. And then they go to shoot it. Camera's rolling, 400 studio audience members. She thinks she's safe.
Mm.
And she changes the joke in the middle of the show. And my dad from the back aisle screams the C word at the top of his lungs. Let's make it cheese, is what he yelled. He yelled this loud. Cheese!
During a live tape.
And came down out of the audience.
Called Ms. Romano the C word.
Grabbed her by the collar, banged her up against the set, and held her up against the wall, and he said, and it's on tape, and Drew Carey has a copy of this, because he collects weird tapes. Drew Carey has this. My dad looks at her and he goes, I want you to think of a Joseph Bonaducci joke as one of the Ten Commandments. They're carved in stone.
Wow.
They're just funnier.
I like the sort of, I will say I like
he's
the range
a,
of
awesome,
a guy
man.
Writes 70 sitcoms and is physically abusive to his family members.
And amazing, the guy's this big, and I never met anybody who wasn't afraid of him.
And so, when he died, that was actually not a bad day for you.
I mean, it was an interesting day because they called me to get the body,
right.
And I wouldn't leave the show. I said, I have 2 hours of show left.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So I finished it.
Hmm.
And, you know, I have a thing about that.
So I feel like I would use it, even if I didn't like Dad, I would use it as an excuse just to leave work and then just go buy Sixer and go to the park or something.
You have to think of stuff. I just have to react to what Corolla says. My job's easy.
Yeah.
Did you plan and go to his funeral?
So, I did go to his funeral. And on his plaque at his death thing, and I wouldn't have remembered this, but we shot it as a completely gratuitous thing on Breaking Bad because I wouldn't have cared. I'd have never gone there. It was like my family hated me for this. But his plaque says... produced by Joseph Bonaducci.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. But so my brother said, you know, John, he always had hope. What do you mean? He said that one day he'd be able to open his hand because his hand was like a claw from a stroke. And all right. I went back in the house. So I opened his hand up and it curled right back up.
It did.
So I opened his hand up.
And he punched
I rolled him up onto his side, stuck his hand under his stomach and rolled him back down so he'd go to heaven or wherever he was going with his hand open. But I think I just did it to touch a dead body.
Wow. Well, anyway, we're talking about the topic of not necessary. I mean, look, I can't tell you not to love a family member, but I can tell you they're probably not going to change, so get over it, because I feel like you could waste. I feel like the average human being wastes half their life expecting other people to change, or hoping that other people will change, or attempting to get other people to change that absolutely will not change.
You want to raise those stakes from half? Talk to my wife.
All right. Well,
I'm listening every single day. I know he's going to judge.
I was going to say 3/4 of women, and women spend 3/4 of their life, and guys spend 1/2 to 5/8 of their life, hoping that something is going to change with people who really have no plans on changing.
I agree with you.
And it's a good. Here's the lesson I learned, because I have a family that doesn't do a ton of changing either, which is you. Can be disappointed, but you have to move on. You can't hang around staring at a kibble bowl that never gets anything put into it. You have to move on, and you can't transfer that into other relationships.
Right.
That doesn't mean you should hang out with people who won't change to try to correct what you couldn't correct from the past. Vicky?
Yes.
Your mom died, and you don't want to go to the funeral?
No.
Why not?
I live in Arizona, and she lives in Iowa, and she just...
She doesn't live anywhere.
No, well, my aunt says she's in heaven, but I say whatever, but no, she just died on Friday, and I got the phone call, and I just, it was like, oh, okay. You know, she's 63, she had diabetes, she was in the hospital for over a year, and, you know, I went back to a surgery that she had last year, and... She didn't, I mean, that would be the time I would think that, you know, you're not expected to come out of a surgery, that you'd probably make amends with your kids that you haven't seen in 10 years.
Well,
you would think that, because I haven't heard anything that she needs to make amends for yet. You haven't said that she's not even a nice lady.
Well, the diabetes was a slap in the face.
Well, there's no stuff to bitch about with us three girls. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, if you tell her, oh, Mom, I'm pregnant, she's like, oh, geez, do you think you can afford it? You know, it's like her first grandkid, and she's like, oh, why'd you do that? I'm like, well, I've been married for 6 years, and we've kind of been having sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, let me jump in with this quick caveat. It's okay to hate your parent or parents, and I have no problem with it, but here's what I don't want. I don't want misplaced hatred. I do talk to, and I'm not saying this is your situation, Vicky, it just reminded me. There's a lot of families where the dad splits, the mom is left home to do the providing and be the disciplinarian. The dad drops by twice a year with a stuffed animal and is the conquering hero. The mom is the one who gets the crap because she's telling the teenage daughters, don't put that mascara on, you're 13, you're not leaving the house, I'm setting rules. All of a sudden, all the hatred goes toward the one parent who's trying to be the parent and do the difficult job of being the parent, setting guidelines and boundaries, and that sometimes the dad gets idolized or off scot-free. Is that what happened in your situation?
Oh, no, I hated my dad, too.
Oh,
but
good.
He left.
Yeah. That worked out so well for you, Adam. But
right.
You know what? I can throw in something on that for you, because in the 17 years that I've been married, you can imagine there's more than a half a dozen good reasons to throw me out and never see me again. And I've gone from, you know, I'll never tell you enough how much I love my wife, but even though I've done terrible things, I just can't function without her. But I've gone from being Mr. Romantic to being Mr. Horribly Threatening. Not like, if you leave me, I'll kill you, or anything weird like that. But I've said this. I've said, first thing I'll do, I'll marry the first crack whore I see, and that'll be your kid's stepmother, okay? And I'll have legal rights, and they'll be in her house. That's the first thing I'll do, is marry a crack whore. The second thing I'll do, cancel homework, and we'll live at Disneyland. You try and keep up with that.
Now, it'll be...
So by the time I'm done, those kids will hate you and be raised by a crack whore. Don't leave me.
My kids aren't old enough yet, but in a few years, I want to bring them to Disneyland. Can I expect to see Bonaducci and the crack whore?
Nope. I'm never leaving. Gretchen will never... We've made it. At 17 years, I'm pretty... It's got to be
Don't get
sure
cocky, buddy. I'll tell you, if you do move into Disneyland with the crack whore, go for Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah, good call.
That's who you want to live there. Somewhere I would have to take a canoe to get to you, or not.
Or not.
Vicky?
Yes.
Look, here's my quick piece of advice for you.
Yeah.
Hate your mom. Hate your dad. Don't go to the funeral. Do whatever you want. Please try not to get your kids to hate you.
That's what I'm doing. It's like I know exactly what not to do.
Right.
Because the funeral is Tuesday.
But you, know you sound angry, yeah, Vicky.
I was going to say, if I may just jump in with my dick caveat, I already don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something about you that's abrasive, and I can see you not liking your mom not liking you, but I can also see you spreading this down the scene.
Hold on, maybe
you can feel it.
All right, Corolla.
Can I defend Vicky? I think maybe she just has a tough outer shell because she's been hurt, and maybe she's just not showing her vulnerable side.
I think you're a Jew with the flu. you can just feel anything.
Cathartic.
I feel like B. Arthur. Am I right, Vicky?
Wait, you know that.
You do.
Vicky?
Yes.
Mm. Vicky,
yes, Adam.
You have
by the way, the Jew flu is what they call it when the accountants go on strike.
But am I right, Vicky, that
thank
maybe
you.
If you've had a tough life, you have a hard exterior, so you come off a little rough?
I do, yeah.
You're soft inside.
But my mother, no. She was just evil to
right.
the end.
But let's not talk to your kids, God forbid, if we're all on the air 8 years from now and have your kids calling up about you. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, hell no. No,
I know, you beat the crap out if they ever did that. How are your kids?
My kids are 9, 11, and 13, and, you know, they said, well, why do you... They haven't met their grandmother. My son doesn't even... I mean, they've seen pictures and things.
See, this is the thing I'm saying. All Mr. Corolla asked you was, how are they?
Yeah.
And you name their ages and their relationships to other people. How about the word fine? How about adorable? How about sweet as angels?
I do worry that it's hard to walk around with a belly filled with poison... That's supposed to be directed toward this guy, but not this guy, this girl, and that girl. And I don't think you're going to miss them. I feel like Vicky's going to take this anger and whatever vitriol and put it toward her own family. And that's the tightrope. That's the tough part.
She doesn't seem to have processed the anger very much.
My 12-year-old called me on this. I guess she was probably 10 when she called me on this. And I had discussed it before because by the time my dad had his second and third stroke and stuff, and he lived in this middle Filipino home. There was a house run by a Filipino family, and they took in elderly.
Hold on, good
people.
Name for TV.
Filipino family?
Little Filipino home.
So,
loosely translated, it means little Filipino home.
By the end of his,
by the end of his life, I had the wherewithal to improve his situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I could have, and I didn't. And he never asked, and I never offered. He lived the life he lived. I got him some presents, but I didn't go to the store like my sister would say, you need something, I go, here's some money, get it for him. But only a couple times. And my daughter and I discussed, I know you don't like your dad, but he's going to die really soon. And are you going to wake up and go, oh, man, I should have done something. And it turns out,
no.
Yeah. It's not a thing I want to spread. It's not a thing I take with me. It's just we didn't like each other, and now he died first. That's
because
all.
It sounds like you processed it before he actually died. You had already worked out your issues with him.
And I also, as best
you could with that guy.
I do feel like... I'll say this to anyone listening, but I'm saying it to myself, too, just to keep myself on track. Because my family has a bad track record of sort of laissez-faire parenting at best.
Yeah, I've only heard a little of this, but it was very interesting.
Well, the lesson, I guess what it is with me, if you want the truth and you want an example of what I'm saying to you people, which is, don't try to get blood out of a turnip or milk out of a rock or blood out of a
stone,
rock or whatever it is.
Orange
a stone.
From the hardware store.
Yes. Take my dad for an example. My dad is a good guy, but he's not that interested in his kids. He's he doesn't have any other interests. My dad sort of has no interests, and his kids fall into his hobby of having no interests. Mm-hmm. Everything falls under the umbrella of not too many interests. Not a bad guy, good guy, nice guy, pleasant guy, never abusive or anything like that, just not particularly interested. As an example, I was an all-valley football player in North Hollywood High. My dad lived across the street from the high school, and he didn't go to any games.
By the way, do people know that about you, that you're giant?
No, I'm only 6'2".
Really?
Yeah, but in Hollywood,
you
that's look, like 8 feet tall.
When you're 5'6" and a half. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just... What the hell?
But most people, if their son was an all-valley football player, they would go to a lot of games.
Yes, and this included my mother and my grandparents and everybody. My entire family, ironically, lived in North Hollywood. Not miles from where I played my high school football, but yards. even blocks.
My brother and mother live two houses apart.
My dad's house on Friday nights when he'd play the home games, you could hear the band from the den that he read his book in. You could hear the drums beating and see the lights of the stadium.
Did you feel bad that he wasn't there?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, because at a certain point, you know, maybe after I played 7 years of Pop Warner football, and his attendance was spotty at best and sort of fell off toward the end. So by the time I got to high school, I was sort of used to just going on my own. I'd go play my football game, and there would not be, even though there were, well, I don't know, 8 or 10 Corollas living within less than a mile a vicinity of the high school, for instance, and nobody had a job that required them to work Friday night. Right. Everyone would have been home by 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Nobody ever showed up. And I got used to it, and I realized, all right, well, there'll be no talking of football with this group of people. None of them liked football. I have the only family in goddamn North America that had an all-valley football-playing son, and nobody liked football in my family. They didn't like it. They didn't want to discuss it. They didn't have any interest in it. But as I got older and as I got into show business, I left them off the list of people I would invite to see tapings of or come to, whatever. I never would tell anyone if I was going to be on a TV show or not on a TV show or anyway. And my dad, who's a good guy, who I have a good relationship with, is fine with it that way. I mean, if I was doing Letterman, I wouldn't tell my dad I was doing Letterman.
You wouldn't tell you that you were doing Letterman?
Oh, no way.
But I wouldn't. No, you're right. I wouldn't really mention most of my family.
I wouldn't tell him. I've done it twice. I haven't told him either time. I don't know if he sees it or not. I'm guessing he doesn't. And that's the way it goes. I'm free to talk about him on this radio show because he doesn't listen to this radio show. It's not something he would listen to. Thus, if he would have been, I always try to explain it this way with my family, essentially. If my dad or my mom would have been at North Hollywood High on Friday night at 8 o'clock during the football season anyway, they would have gladly watched me.
Right.
But because their son was playing on the football team, did not give them any incentive to go over there on a Friday night and watch. So that's pretty much how they were. Now, people look at that and they sort of reel and they marvel and they think, wow, these must be horrible people. No, they're actually good people who are self-absorbed or too effed up to get out of their own way or whatever it is. The point is I realized my dad wasn't going to be the guy up in the stands, you know, on his feet throwing popcorn up when his son made a play a long time ago.
But you still found the appropriate, like, my dad, and I mean, like, the cigarettes and that kind of being and that kind of stuff, he's still possibly one of my all-time favorite human beings in certain ways. My dad read Homer in Greek.
We'll be right back.
You just go, oh, my God, you're that happening.
Well, my dad, I can't say that about, although I've always said he's a good guy. I wouldn't call him an impressive guy, but a good guy who never physically or verbally abused anybody ever, but yet just has a passing interest in his own family. Thus, if you're a family member, probably best not to look up into the stands too often for dad. He's not going to be there. You'll see him on Thanksgiving. He'll be perfectly happy, and you'll both move on with your lives. It's better to lead that life than to constantly look up into the stands and be disappointed.
Let me ask you this super quick.
Okay. All right, super quick.
Nobody in my family ever played a sport. Not one body each generation I can think of ever. And we don't care and we don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any traditions. None. So I'm following my wife's traditions. Yes, so I do those.
Mm-hmm.
Dante, my 5-year-old, first ever, is just about to join the junior Lakers at the YMCA. They have purple uniforms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to do anything. They're going to teach him. He's a 5-year-old and they know
that.
I don't want to go and I don't care.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to go.
Yes.
Is that enough?
Well, the yes, it is.
It's because the kid, I don't care. I don't care.
Unless the kid can tell that you don't care from 80 feet away when you're up in the stands. That's the entire thing, I guess, is what it would be if you were to sort of put my family, if you were to try to summarize my family, which is most kids come home, they make a crappy finger painting on a piece of craft paper in the second grade. The mom says it's the most beautiful thing ever, and she duct tapes it to the refrigerator. Right. My family would look at the thing and and decide its value based on its own merits.
Right.
If it was an actual strong piece of art, it would go on the fridge, but it's not going to make the fridge just because it's a family member's. It will have to be judged on its own merits. No one in my family liked football, thus no football game attendance. They were very even-handed about that. And they told me to play soccer many times, and I said that was for facts. Even when I was eight, I was a genius. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep this party trainer rolling. What's wrong with this country? It's something we've talked about in the past. You call up 866-901-ADAM. You throw out what is wrong with this country. I guarantee I will do what we call yes and not only that, but I'm not going to go, what are you talking about? Are you high? I've never heard of that. I will say you're exactly right, and then I'll put you on hold and start yelling about what you brought up and be more eloquent than you ever dreamed. We'll take a quick break. What's wrong with this country after this?
There's a lot more coming up, so stick around. The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaduce. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX, free FM.
Dateline, Southern California, where decorated Eagle Scout Bobby logs onto his favorite website.
971 Free FM.
Even at 31 years old, Bobby still looks snazzy in those shorts and scarf.
Yeah, my mom knitted them.
971freefm.com. A veritable bastion of pictures and information about all the talk jockeys at 97.1. Plus, you can listen live to some streaming Free FM.
And don't forget about the pictures.
That's amusing, but I don't know why. Treat yourself to the majesty of 971 Free FM.
Powered by LA Cycle Sports in Englewood.
This is a 1965 FJ45 Toyota Land Cruiser.
For generations, people have counted on Toyota.
This is my new Toyota FJ Cruiser.
And now, celebrate 50 years of quality with special anniversary savings. Choose $1,000 factory cash back or low 2.9 financing on a new smooth-riding 07 Highlander. There's even $1,000 back on a powerful new 07 4Runner and $1,000 back on a rugged new 07 Sequoia.
We make it easy.
Don't miss the savings during Toyota's 50th anniversary. See your Toyota dealer today. Offers cannot be combined. Highlander offer excludes hybrid. Vehicles must be purchased or leased from new car dealer stock by midnight 1/30/07. Limited term financing through Toyota Financial Services to qualified Tier 1 and Tier 2 credit customers only. 50th anniversary savings at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Toyota, moving forward.
Hey, this is George Lopez. You're coming to Palm Springs for the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, aren't you? We got it all. 128 PGA Tour pros, famous Hollywood guys, legendary sports heroes, and just for laughs, a few of my personal pals. Plus, there's the famous classic girls. Oh, yeah. And there's something special. On Saturday the 20th, your ticket will get you into my first annual Hopez Shindig, featuring KC and the Sunshine Band. So join me and let's boogie.
That's right, George. It all begins January 15th. Carson Daly, Andy Garcia, Emmett Smith, Ray Romano, and other big stars will join defending champion Chad Campbell and top PGA Tour pros for the desert's liveliest golf outing. And on Saturday, stay longer and join George along with KC and the Sunshine Band and boogie at his shindig. For tickets, call 1-888-672-4673 or click on joingeorge.com.
And I will see you there.
Let me tell you, my good friends over at Lennox Finance say, if you pay a single dime in closing costs when you refinance or purchase a new home, it's too much. Now, I wouldn't complain about 10 cents, but they say no. Too much. That's right. Because I'll do that with my realtor. My realtor wears a change belt. So I buy a house, I give them like a dollar, and they dig right into that belt. What happened to that change belt, T?
I don't know. It went the way of the dodo.
It's funny. I only saw ice cream men wearing that change belt when I was a kid, but I thought, you have to be licensed and bonded. These guys must be from the Franklin Mint.
It does seem important.
What could be better than a magical change belt? All right. Where was I? Lennox Financial. They like to say using them is the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Now, that's a little hyperbole. To me, it's the third biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. But either way,
it's in the top three.
Top three, quite easily. Lennox Financial, the good people over there, they can help you either buy a new home or refinance. LennoxHomeLoans.com is where you go on the computer, or you dial 888-945-4105. Lennox Financial.
97.1 KLSX, free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Male enhancement in 3 to 5 seconds? Is it possible? Hi, I'm Stephanie Siever from Maxiderm, and nobody knows spontaneous male enhancement like we do. Recommended by leading physician Dr. Michael A. Savino, Maxiderm is that hot new topical you've read so much about and seen all over TV. All we need to prove it is 3 to 5 seconds, and you'll see for yourself how quick it works. Call now and find out how to get your free trial today. Maxiderm's patent-pending formula can help restore your confidence and performance, creating a level of intensity and satisfaction you thought was no longer achievable. Intimate encounters happen in the moment. That's why we created Maxiderm. Male enhancement in 3 to 5 seconds. Get your free trial while supplies last.
Call 800-560-6160. Maxiderm is sexual performance. 800-560-6160. That's 800-560-6160. For your free supply today, call 800-560-6160.
Call LASIK today now and get out of your glasses and contacts with the safety of all laser wavefront customized intralasik. Call 877-WILD-2020 for your free consultation. Learn more at LASIKTodayVision.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla is back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Attention. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe is celebrating 20 years repiping homes and apartment buildings. So if you're experiencing slab leaks, low water pressure, leaking pipes, or rusty water, there's a good chance you need a complete copper repipe. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe uses only in-house employees, no outside subcontractors, for your safety and security. They pull all your city permits, call for your inspection, and then send out a professional patch crew. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe doesn't play the discount game either. They just give you a great price with the best service and, of course, a lifetime warranty on all workmanship. They also have a finance program with payments as low as $200 a month. So let Pacific Coast Copper Repipe come to your home or apartment building to give you a free consultation and estimate. Their phone number is 800-556-PIPE. That's 800-556-PIPE. Or look them up on the web at PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com. Call today, 800-556-PIPE.
Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? We're going to talk to comedian Kevin Nealon. We're also going to give away tickets to our big show at the Playboy Mansion. And we'll interview a sex columnist. Oh, great. Hey, I have this friend named Zach Silver. And sometimes he gets these weird feelings when he's playing volleyball with his friend Leo. He wants to know if that makes him gay. Because he's not.
Thank you, Jack. Now here's Adam with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
You mean Leo the Phallus? I mean Film Freak? Yeah, those two are tight. All right. Please don't play any karaoke of those two. Sing, please, Brian.
Please don't,
I beg
don't.
You
we
not to play any. I do not want to hear.
We are not going to give you time to even look for
if you
it.
Hear,
while we
if
vamp.
You play those guys singing New Jersey's own Billy Squire. Now, who was there?
Was it Bon Jovi?
Jovi. I do not want to hear Leo the
Me
Film
either.
Freak and Jack, name. Program Director Jack Silver
and
singing
Adam and
the
I
dimples.
Will not vamp until. Oh.
You promised me heaven. You put me through hell.
Come on, Jack.
Chains of love.
Sell it.
Put a hold on me.
Everybody!
Chains of prison.
Everybody!
You can't break free. Oh, if you're lonely,
alright, well, let's stop this before we have to empty the sand out of Teresa's panties. That's right. She actually produces sand. Now when she's
I think
excited.
A cactus just sprouted. Arid.
The Mexican napping on it. She's that dry.
Wow. The sombrero is piercing.
Oh, we got a red flag alert in Teresa's crotch. Let's get the Malibu Fire Department out here.
Don't flick a cigarette.
They're doing such, in slow motion. Teresa just blow right up.
The great thing about being a fireman I've now thought about after seeing Malibu on fire, which is if houses burn to the ground, you're still a hero.
Right.
Like, because you battle the fire. These brave, they've been battling the fire. Meanwhile, every house they've attempted to put out is burned down to the ground.
Right.
It's nice to have a job where you don't really get a grade, in the sense that if you put the house out and you save the house, then you've done a wonderful job. If the house burns to the ground, you're still a hero. You're out there battling.
Right. It's not like, the elements. It's not like other things. I thought, like, a bowler that gets 300, that's a perfect game. Right. He's the luckiest guy in the world. Well, no, he's not. That was his objective, and he accomplished it. Anything less, he's just not as good as he should be.
Yeah, I feel like these guys, if they were bowlers and they were over in Malibu, they'd be throwing about a 46 at this point and still being hailed as heroes.
As heroes.
Great gig. Had 15 firemen come to my house yesterday.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
They were trucking around just looking for potential whatever, and Ozzy must have let them in, and I was standing in my kitchen after waking up from a nap, and I saw 15 strapping guys. It was really, it was like the thunder from down under. I thought they were going to start taking their pants off. These guys are huge, and they're buff. All they do is work out and eat corn. Ah, yes, I was excited, and firemen are all the good things about cops minus the baggage.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're big, handsome, strapping, sort of heroic.
Yes.
Who's your brother? Do anything for a brother in need. Minus the junkie who's stealing coke from the evidence room and turning evidence on and dropping a dime on and beating the crap out of the... Yes, they're all the good.
I just got the 2007 fireman calendar and not the 2007 junkie calendar.
That's right.
Exactly why.
Well, there's something that's right with this country.
That's right. Ah, yes. Back on track.
What would we do with it?
But shut
God
up.
God bless you.
This is not fun. You're crapping in our punch bowl.
I feel good.
Yeah.
He feels dead.
Not
fitting
too good.
Tribute.
During his little dirt nap he's been taking.
Feels dead.
Feels dead. He can't get up or get on up.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to TJ. TJ?
Yes, Adam.
What's wrong with this country?
Nobody. Everybody wants to be entitled to something. They feel like the country owes them something. But nobody wants to take responsibility for any of the dumb things that they do.
I agree, and even in the tragedies, even in the situations where there's sort of acts of God like Katrina, you are still, if you have kids and you're a man or a woman living in this country, need to have a car that works and a flashlight with batteries and a case of corn and a can opener in the closet. As tragic as things are and as horrible as these disasters are, I do feel like there's a lot of finger pointing that goes on in this country that it probably doesn't go on in Mexico and Canada. I do feel I do, and look, my feeling is there's no doubt the government could do a better job when it comes to FEMA, when it comes to cleanup, when it comes to prevention, when it comes to whatever. I mean, they did a piss poor job in hurricane ravaged New Orleans. Fine. I don't know about you guys, but I stopped counting on the government about the same time I stopped counting on my family, which is, look, these people are incompetent. They're not going to do anything, and I'm not going to sit around waiting for them to make me rich or take care of me.
But also in John F. Kennedy's inaugural speech, he said exactly what this man just said. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So it isn't, nobody's implying America's going to take care of you.
I would like to modify for 07, which is ask not what you can do for your country. Oh, wait. How'd it go? Did I butcher it already?
Yeah.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your own goddamn family.
Right.
Just take care of your own. If you're going to have kids, you have to have a couple bucks in the bank, and you have to have some fresh flashlight batteries stuffed away, and that's the way it is. Ooh. That's all I want.
You don't feel ever ready when you know, you don't have a flashlight with batteries in it.
I knew that's what you were talking about, these crazy-ass lawsuits. I think that's one of the things that is... It's raising the prices of everything. It's making lawyers incredibly rich, and nobody's winning the lawsuit. Not the winner, not the loser. The loser just pays on the winner.
The lawyers.
Only pays the lawyer.
Well, the point is S happens. Sometimes you get rear-ended by a drunk driver, and sometimes the water jumps the levee, and your house gets flooded. There's horrible things that happen all the time. Just because there's a victim doesn't always mean there's a victimizer. Sometimes the victimizer is Mother Nature. All I'm saying is people, be prepared. the government is incompetent, and I wouldn't count on them for much.
So far, we've got Kennedy and the Boy Scouts.
I like the allegory of a young Adam looking into the stands, and you knew that your parents weren't going to be there to take care of you, so you learned to take care of yourself, and that's like the government.
And I would say that when you...
Are you tired from that walk?
When you decide that somebody should take care of you, intervene in your life, you are essentially surrendering.
Right.
When you start on the road down the lawsuits and the welfare checks and the food stamps and all that, when you decide that somebody, and I come from that family, we did receive welfare and we did get food stamps and we did do all that stuff when I was younger, you are surrendering. You are falling down, you're quitting the marathon that is life, you're sitting on your ass on the curb, and you're saying, somebody pick me up and carry me to the finish line. Forget about you. I mean, you're getting $633 from Uncle Sam every month, but what kind of damage is it doing to your psyche?
Is that what it is now? Because I was on unemployment, I think that's how it was.
Well, you're on unemployment, we're on welfare. Unemployment suggests you were formerly employed at some point.
Okay.
Yes. That's right.
I don't think I ever made welfare. I'm not sure. I sold blood. Does that count? Plasma.
It definitely gets you into the desperate category.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
I like to sell the sperm and the blood together in a sort of Thousand Island compost. Yes.
You really got to be doing an amazing trick with your arms. You're like an octopus.
A lovely rosé.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a blush, I call it. Yes. Jason?
Adam, I just wanted to say that, you know, you rolled right into it. The welfare system sucks.
Well, that's why I picked you second. The welfare system. Look, my feeling on the welfare system is there are people who need assistance. It's probably not nearly as many who are getting assistance, but there are people that need assistance.
And they should be retarded.
Yeah, and, well, look. Here's what I'd like to focus on. If you're a single mother and you have five kids under the age of 14, you need assistance. I want to know why you have five kids. That's really, for me, what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I feel like we must help that woman now because she has five kids and she's a single mother and she can't take care of herself. I just feel, and I've said it before, and I know it makes me sound like a Nazi.
It's a choice. She chose that lifestyle.
Well, what is it? What makes you sound like a Nazi?
Well, here's what makes me sound like a Nazi. I would like you to be able to do anything you want in this country, provided you don't hurt anybody else.
And tax it.
Until you put your hand out. And when you put your hand out and you ask this country, hey, I need some bread, then this country becomes your employer.
And
we're now your boss.
On that thing, and most food stamps cannot be exchanged for alcohol or tobacco products.
Or cat food, as we found out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
know that.
Well, that's nice. We don't want any fancy feast.
Right.
You should be feeding your kids.
You've got to remember, when we're talking about a woman with 15 kids, when she shouldn't be allowed to, there should be a thing that... you know, we all, I think, agree that we live in the greatest country in the world, but Thomas Jefferson did, in fact, say... the seeds to our own destruction are sown into the Constitution, meaning all our freedoms will give us the freedom to fall apart.
Yeah, and I feel like we need to keep a close eye on it. I'm just saying that when you put your money, you put your hand out and you ask for money, whether it's your boss or whether it's the government, they then get to tell you what they want.
Right, fair enough.
Every one of us has a job, and we can't do it from our bed. We have to get up and go do it, and we all have a boss. No matter how high up on the ladder you may get, there will always be somebody who's over you. Maybe it's just the shareholders. Either way, there's somebody who's paying your check, and they need to tell you what they think, and you need to listen and execute it. And all I'm saying is we are your boss. As a welfare recipient, I'm your boss. Danny's your boss. Teresa's your boss. I'm a bigger boss because I'm the CEO because I pay more. But the point is I'll give you the money, no problemo. Once you take care of the kids, here's some Norplant.
Right.
Put it in you. Oh, you don't want to put the Norplant in you? Fine, I'll be taking my check back. As long as you're hammering the check, here's what I need you to do. Just like if you have a job, you get a check, and here's a shovel. Or here's an abacus. Or here's a cab to drive. Whatever it is, you get a check, you have a job to do. Your job? Not crap out kids.
Right.
It's pretty easy. I'm not even telling you not to have sex.
Plus, the Norplant by the way, shoots a huge bolt of progesterone into your system, which retains a ton of water, so you will bloat and become really unattractive, so you'll probably even need less.
Danny, are you on it now? I want you to be honest.
Am I bloated?
No, not bloated. Oh, no. I just mean, are you on? I don't know what it'll do in a man. I feel like you've experimented with that.
I do a fitness segment for the Lifetime Channel.
Ah.
I just happened to read the script day before yesterday.
So you're not juicing with Norplant?
No.
I didn't think so, personally.
Yeah.
Glenn?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What's happening, Glenn?
Dude, I'm bloating on progesterone,
juicing with. He's on the end.
Yeah. I'm tired of these immigrants coming to this country and then abusing us about our policies. Let's say Iraq, these people from Iraq are coming over here and spewing off about our policy over there. I tell them, you know what? If you don't like what the United States is doing over there, you don't like what's going on in your country, go back to your country, run for political office, and make...
Let me say this,
Yeah.
I think that was profanity. I'm not sure. At least was the beginnings of the F word. So we got bleeped out there. I'll put Glenn on hold so he doesn't drop any more F bombs. But let me say this. Obviously, the country was built on immigrants. I don't have a problem with immigrants. I do have a problem with assimilation. I do feel like if you're going to come here to this country, then embrace this country. Don't build a smaller version of your country, which is not a good country because you're here. Ironically, you're building a shrine to your crappy country in our country.
Absolutely.
And the reason you left your country is because the guys who ran your country wanted to put a burning tire around you.
Right.
Or the police and the government was so corrupt you couldn't feed your family.
The smallest sense
whatever
is me
it
having
is
a statue of my father in my living room.
Yes.
How long are you giving people to assimilate?
I'm done.
But this is that's you know it. What, Adam? I got to ask you about this, though, because especially having been in Chicago as long as you were, Polish Town is the and Greek Town.
Hold on, Polish Town, good name for teas for China.
Are huge and gigantic
or
tourist attractions.
Kielbasa World. Yes.
You know, so I don't mind that as much. I do have a thing with you should eventually learn to speak English.
No,
that,
I don't.
That's kind of a thing with me.
I don't mind.
But the bottom of the Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to be free. And we're kind of stuck with that.
I don't mind the Epcot Center take on this whole thing where people can head off to Alvera Street or Polish Town and go get their fill of kielbasa or tacos. But the part I mind is the part where, A, you take your, like we were talking earlier about the family unit, the dad, the alcoholic, the guy used to beat the crap out of mom, he splits and you've turned him into a deity. You've turned your mother, fill in the blank, your motherland, fill in the blank, into some sort of utopia. It's a piece of crap. That's why you're here. Let's not mimic exactly what goes on in your country over here. Otherwise, we're going to have a whole bunch of little countries instead of one big country. And living in L.A., you get it from both ends. Because here's what L.A. is. L.A. is an S-load of people from around the world that are trying to build a smaller version of their country, the Mexican flag hanging out front of the house, and all many different nationalities. We have a little Koreatown over here. We have everything. So we have all the people from around the world come to Los Angeles and then make little pockets of their own country. Then we have all the a-holes from the East Coast over here, guys who haven't lived in New York since they were nine, sporting the Yankees jersey, sporting the Jets jersey, nonstop talking, this sort of thing where
you
it's like, hey, man, you don't mess with me. I'm from New Jersey. You left New Jersey when you were nine. You moved to Encino, and you're 44 now. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I'm fired up, but I don't need not only... Knock that off, I'm getting angry now.
Good, here we go, here
LA
we go.
LA has not only the crappiest people from around the world coming over here and planting their crappy flag in the name of Spain, but we have all the a-holes from the Midwest and all the a-holes from the East Coast who never shut up about New York, who never shut up about Chicago, who never shut up about New Jersey, who never shut up about any of that stuff, and then we just live amongst them.
Okay, I'm going to prove Adam right really quickly.
Thank you.
Ready? How many Americans are there? Do you know?
300 million.
There's approximately 300 million. Do you know how many of them live in the state of California? Almost 30 million.
Yes.
10% of the country lives in this
right.
state.
And just
by the way,
me and Danny were the only two that were born in Southern California.
I was born in Panorama City. I don't want to brag. That's the Paris.
Pomona.
The Paris of the Valley. This Glenn caller, Archie Bunker over here, I think he sounded like he was from the East Coast.
Yes, he did. But believe me, he's rocking a Jets jersey.
Let's ask him.
He's talking. He's listening to a little Jovi. He's saying, don't mess with me. I'm from Jersey. Meanwhile, he hasn't been there in 33 years.
Right. And born in the USA.
Glenn?
Yeah, what's up, Adam?
Where are you from?
Originally Brooklyn, New York.
See?
And
New
you
York?
Never stopped talking about it.
Who's your team?
Brooklyn, New York Giants.
And how long have you lived out here, or where do you live?
I live right in West L.A., but I've been back and forth 15 years.
Right. But so, how old are you now?
44.
And
okay, wait, stop.
Yes.
Because you didn't say you got it often enough. You just said you've been out here since you were 9, and
you
now you're 44.
It.
No.
You
I've
just said
here.
You're
I've
44.
I've been out here 15 years on and off. I go back every
now, once it's the 44 thing that I
all
thought
right.
we should stop and congratulate you.
All I'm saying
you're
is,
here now.
Is if I moved to New Jersey, if I moved to New York, if I
blow
moved
my
to
brains
Chicago,
out.
And all I did was talk about L.A., you know, hey, don't mess with me. I'm from L.A. Let me tell you how we do it in L.A.,
yeah.
And I never stop talking.
This is how we roll in L.A.
Have you guys ever been to that hot dog on a stick out on Venice Beach? You don't know how we roll in L.A.
The chicken, the funny yellow head.
I would be tarred and feathered and run out of the goddamn town right. in 10 seconds. That's how we feel about everybody in L.A. who's from the East Coast, or from Mexico, or from Canada, or from wherever. If you love your beloved fill-in-the-blank so much, why don't you get the F back there? But, or shut up!
Yeah, if you come from any country that ends in the word Stan, just shut up.
Yes, or move back.
Yeah.
Again, you guys can move back to your beloved New Jersey or your beloved Mexico, wherever
or
you want to move.
Or
anything with a Stan, or go ahead, even Canada.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to move, your beloved fill-in-the-blank, move back. Or just come out to L.A. and shut up.
And go, wow, this is nice weather.
Shut up.
I was sitting on my patio last night at 11 o'clock at night smoking a cigarette with no shirt on, totally warm. I went and got in Los Angeles. I could see the beach from my house, which is over 20 miles away.
Yes,
that's
right.
That's L.A., kids.
That's right. We will take ourselves a quick break. News.
Yes.
Coming up when we return, T.
U.S. strikes Somalia, Rosie strikes Trump, Angelina Jolie strikes her child emotionally.
Perfect. We'll do that. Plus Kevin Nealon, quietly, one of the funniest men alive.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll talk to him as well after this on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, you got that you.
Don't go anywhere. Adam will be right back. And so will Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
Queen Latifah here. CBS asked me to give a shout out to all you radio listeners about the People's Choice Awards, the only award show where you, the people, get to vote. For example, not only am I hosting the show, I'm nominated for Funniest Female, and it's up to you if I win. Didn't you hear me? It's up to you if I win. Now get your sorry butt out of that car and go vote for me. Oh, and thanks.
To vote for your favorite stars, go to PCAvote.com. Then, watch the People's Choice Awards, live CBS Tonight.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. Feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Tomorrow.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is coming to A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? You know what I do?
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Produced tomorrow at 9, 8 central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
So you're not coming back to our tax place?
Sorry. I'm going to do my own taxes with TurboTax.
But taxes are complicated.
Well, TurboTax asks me simple questions, then fills out all the right forms.
Aren't you afraid of mistakes?
Nope. Every calculation is guaranteed accurate. Plus, they can even back me with audit defense. So, I can do my taxes myself.
Well, there goes another one.
Switch to TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer. Audit defense fees apply.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1
Free FM.
Powered by the intuitive and powerful 306 horsepower Lexus 350. Go to Lexus.com for more info.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award. Take one.
Southern California has a lot of awards ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335 horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice. That was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
Attention. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe is celebrating 20 years repiping homes and apartment buildings. So if you're experiencing slab leaks, low water pressure, leaking pipes, or rusty water, there's a good chance you need a complete copper repipe. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe uses only in-house employees, no outside subcontractors, for your safety and security. They pull all your city permits, call for your inspection, and then send out a professional patch crew. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe doesn't play the discount game either. They just give you a great price with the best service and, of course, a lifetime warranty on all workmanship. They also have a finance program with payments as low as $200 a month. So let Pacific Coast Copper Repipe come to your home or apartment building to give you a free consultation and estimate. Their phone number is 800-556-PIPE. That's 800-556-PIPE. Or look them up on the web at PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com. Call today, 800-556-PIPE.
How are you going to pay your holiday credit card bills and the mortgage this month? Don't start the new year in debt. Let Millennium Mortgage lift your financial burden. We're the industry specialists. Whether you have good credit or scores in the 500s, with our proprietary system, we'll get you the lowest rates at the lowest cost fast with very little paperwork. Call Millennium Mortgage at 866-566-7111. Ask about our 30, 40, and exclusive 50-year fixed loan programs, well under 6%, the lowest in over a year. Don't go 30, 60, or 90 days late and risk losing your home and equity. Call us to lower your mortgage payment at 866-566-7111. I'll say it again, so write it down. Don't be fooled by other lenders. There's no such thing as a free loan. We're upfront about our costs. With us, there are no hidden fees. Shopping other lenders? Millennium Mortgage will be your last call. We don't just quote it, we get it done. Make it your resolution to get out of debt and start fresh today. Now here's your number. Call 866-566-7111.
Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, number 413063, an equal housing lender.
Watch the Los Angeles Kings battle the San Jose Sharks at Staples Center this Thursday, January 11th. For tickets, log on to LAKings.com now.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
If you wear contacts or glasses, you know LASIK can make them a thing of the past. And XL Laser Vision can make it happen. Julie is an actual patient.
He has me seeing better than I ever saw with glasses or contacts, and that's just amazing because it's a real eye-opener of what you're kind of missing out.
XL Laser Vision uses the latest, most advanced technology available.
It is of critical importance to me that each and every single patient has their needs and expectations met. They realize that we're a very close family, and I think that is truly translated by the number of patient referrals we get.
XL Laser Vision Institute's founder and surgeon Dr. Musa has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures.
I can't tell you the number of times patients have stopped saying, "Can I give you a hug, Dr. Musa? This is incredible." You see this tear rolling down their cheek. It's so touching. It is wonderful.
Call XL Laser Vision Institute. See the future clearly. 866-923-9235. Call now. 866-923-9235.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking.
Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
Boy George phoned in a bogus report of a burglary. When cops came, there was no burglary, but there was cocaine.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, T. Let's do it, baby doll.
Last night, a U.S. airstrike hit targets in southern Somalia. That's where Islamic militants were believed to be sheltering suspects involved in the 98 bombings of two U.S. embassies. This, according to Somali officials. It's reported that many people were killed, but no deaths have been confirmed. The White House also would not confirm the attack, nor would the Pentagon.
All right.
Fishing for skinnies.
Something.
Something.
I don't know what to believe anymore, just something. I like proactive rather than reactive, even if we're killing the wrong people.
It's just something my little brother used to do in Somalia. He's on his second tour in Iraq. It's called fishing for skinnies.
Really?
What are skinnies? You,
Somalians?
Really?
Not your friends at Curves, by the way.
You're throwing stuff off either canned meat or bottled water, and you've got it on a line behind a Jeep, and the crowd just starts running to get the bottle of water, and you just keep going a little faster to see the fastest Somalian who can get it.
Really?
Fishing for skinnies.
This is why they hate us.
Fishing for skinnies.
I hate us after hearing that story.
Hey, dude, do you see Black Hawk Down? They can chase my water.
Ooh. Well, speaking of hate, yesterday, a huge day for divorce. I don't know if you guys realize this, but according to a survey of divorce lawyers, the first regular Monday in January, which was yesterday, is when the most people start divorce proceedings. Mm-hmm. Now, it's theorized that the reason for this, a disastrous Christmas holiday, is often the last straw in a relationship, and then people get back to their regular work and routine, and they realize, let me get out of this marriage. Christmas was awful. Hanukkah was horrible. I have to get out. Also, during Christmas, a lot of couples spend extra time together, so problems in the relationship can come to a head.
Yeah, that happens. When you realize you hate your wife.
Yeah, but you're so busy at work that you never see her.
Right.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Yeah, it's like you and your roommate, when the power goes out and you just both sit home in your crappy apartment, you're going to strangle each other before 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, this is why I don't like going on vacations with the old lady.
That's not good?
No. No.
You probably had a nice time with your wife over the break, I'm guessing.
No, I got to say, a lot of me pacing around the house, wondering why stuff isn't getting done and pointing a lot of fingers. No, it was horrible for her.
They call you a mosquito, dude.
Yes.
There's a reason for that.
As a matter of fact, I got depressed right around Christmas. Well, my sister's family—I shouldn't say my sister. My family are sort of losers, and my wife's family are sort of losers, and I realized that everyone is on my payroll, essentially, in one way, shape, or form or the other, and I got depressed.
Why? Because it's so much responsibility?
No, I don't really care about the financial part. I just thought to myself, I'm surrounded by losers.
What about the little babies? They're not losers.
Not yet.
Not if they're surrounded by me, they're not.
You're going to be a great dad.
Yeah.
Now,
I believe that.
Maybe, from a distance. Yes.
From Florida. The top reasons for divorce are, number one, which isn't going to surprise anybody, affairs.
Yep.
That's followed by falling out of love, abuse, lack of sex, fights over money, alcohol or drug abuse, debt, and careers or hobbies becoming a bigger priority.
So what are you, eight out of nine there?
No, I'm like five out of seven.
Five out of seven?
If you go real quick, I'll give you a yes or no.
Okay.
If I've almost broken up or broken up with a woman.
Affair.
Definitely.
Falling out of love.
Definitely.
Abuse.
My part, no, but a girl shot me.
How about drug abuse?
Oh, God.
That comes later.
But this girl shot me, but I didn't break up with her.
All right.
Lack of sex.
Yes.
Fights over money.
No.
Alcohol or drug abuse.
Yes.
Debt.
No.
Careers or hobbies becoming a bigger priority.
Totally. I one time went fishing for 3 months.
Danny, you're up around 65-70%.
That's not that bad.
I'd like to see it around 80-85% this time next year.
I'm going to almost smack the bitch in a couple hours.
In a related story, your wife is being canonized next week. Okay. Now, this Rosie Trump thing, I think it may be coming to an end. I think. I'm sort of going to miss it a little bit. I'll admit I've enjoyed it. Yesterday, Rosie came back to The View after a two-week vacation. And in case you missed it, here's what first Barbara Walters and then Rosie had to say.
Let me say definitively that everything that he said, I said about her is totally untrue.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which I said last week, but that doesn't seem to stop him.
Yeah, it doesn't stop him, does it?
No.
No. He's like the ever-ready comb-over bunny. Okay. And she's done. It's my job to be funny. Call The View. Peace out.
Well, she makes fun of Trump's hair constantly, but if you take a look at Barbara, her hair is starting to mimic the T-Man's hair pretty closely. So it's funny that you're making fun of someone's hair when the person sitting 4 feet from you has about the same hair or is doing the same thing with it that Trump's doing. Take a look at Barbara Walters' hair. And the reason this thing has taken on a life of its own is because they're both colossal blowhards, which
right.
doesn't mean I don't like either one of them. But
you seem to love Donald.
They are windbags, both of them, and they both have forearms. So if you give two windbags a bullhorn, well, this is going to keep the neighbors up for a while.
Absolutely. And she went on to say, Rosie, that is, that when Donald had made, because Donald made a lot of fat jokes about Rosie, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that all of these plus-size women have been coming up to her with tears in their eyes. And she said, quote, he wounded millions of women by saying that I was fat.
Well, he didn't actually wound them. He harpooned them, which is entirely different.
It is a lot of fat jokes. It seems a little retro to me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's still going on, and as I've said many times, and it's actually going to be a topic I want to get into later on this morning, perhaps in the 8 o'clock hour. Danny, new addition to the show, personal trainer, has a lot of feelings on this. I have a lot of feelings on it as well. We won't get into all of them right now, but I will say that fat is sort of the last bastion of verbal attacks that we'll tolerate in this society.
Yeah.
There's no more racial jokes.
No.
There's no more gimp jokes, cripple jokes. There's no more anything jokes. Fat and bald, but fat especially is the last group that is left behind. Now, people argue, well, look, if you're born black, that's not by choice, but if you're fat, that is by choice. But I feel like a lot of fat people got a bad genetic hand dealt
but
to them.
I agree with you, but on the other hand, I don't think you're completely 100% right.
Mm-mm.
It is completely acceptable to make fun of the white Christian male.
Well, that's a good point,
too. I don't know one comic, especially a black comic, that doesn't call us all crackers and racists and that way. It's just safe and sound to make fun of white people.
It's a good point, but we're so busy counting our money and banging the maid, we don't listen. It's making fun.
It's not a subjugated group, whereas fat people do have it sometimes.
My Honduran maid, I'm not supposed to know this.
Yes.
Took a 2-week vacation to get new boobs. My Honduran maid bought a new rack to drive around in her Audi.
Well, maybe she just puts the broom between them and gets more work done that way.
Who gives a rat? She's the lady that cleans the house 3 days. What's she doing with a big fake rack?
You know who has a nice rack?
It's crazy.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's what she's recently had to say in an interview in Elle magazine, a British version of Elle. She was talking about her kids. And as you know, she has two adopted children, Maddox and Zahara.
Mm-hmm.
Zahara.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has Shiloh, who's her biological child with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what she had to say. It's getting a lot of attention. Quote, I think I feel so much more for Mad and Z because they're survivors. They came through so much. Shiloh seemed so privileged from the moment she was born. I have less inclination to feel for her. I met my other kids when they were 6 months old. They came with a personality. A newborn really is this. Yes, a blob.
Mm.
Meaning Shiloh is
kind of a
blob.
Why don't you take your little Shiloh and stick it out in the desert and starve it for 6 months, and then maybe you'll like it better, you psycho.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a little Billy Bob's blood around your neck again and stop being trying to be the UN and just get back to being the freak you are?
Well, is it true that newborns don't have as much of a personality as a baby that's 6 months?
They don't have squat. They barely have bones. You can bend them in half.
You
that's
know this,
right.
Adam.
My kid's formed like a pretzel right now, rolling down my hallway.
You can. You don't even think about it. You're playing with their feet, and the next thing you know, you've got them doing the full splits, and they're still just smiling at you.
Yeah, my kids are soft, too. That's why, on their second birthday, I'm going to send them to Outward Bound.
Mm-hmm.
I want some XDI screaming at them, don't eyeball me.
Well, in New Jersey, for the past 150 years, there's been a line in the state constitution that says, quote, no idiot should enjoy the right of suffrage. In other words, New Jersey bans people with mental deficiencies from voting, but obviously that wording is not the most politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, back in the 1800s, the word idiot just meant mentally handicapped.
Uh-huh.
Now, idiot is a bit of a slur. So the president of New Jersey State Senate introduced a bill yesterday to change the Constitution. Now, mentally retarded people will still not be able to vote, but it will say a person who has been adjudicated by a court of competent jurisdiction to lack the capacity to understand the act of voting will not be.
I'm going to take it at cost because I'm starting to think that man's an idiot and shouldn't be allowed to be a voter.
Yeah, if that costs more than a nickel, yeah. I don't like it.
If it costs more than $5 and it's going to take some immigrant worker to carve it into a statue, I think it's all stupid and that man should not be allowed.
And let me tell you something. If you have Down syndrome or retardation
and you
are called an idiot, that is a nice vacation. That is a nice upgrade. It could be a hell of a lot worse than idiot.
Well, it's an interesting evolution in terms of slur because at one point, obviously, idiot was written into the Constitution. It was fine to call somebody an idiot who's mentally retarded. Now
things that were fine once are now. You ever read Tom Sawyer lately?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
tell my grandma about the Negroes.
Yeah.
She's set in her ways.
Right. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. QCNN.
Well, speaking of good news, you want to talk about Rangy, not only comedically, but physically. Kevin Nealon. All 6'4 of them at the...
Oh, 6'4".
Size 16 dogs, too, on those pads.
It is my opinion that anyone over 6'2 is doing it just to bother me.
Well,
it's just extraneous
over 6'2".
Well, you're going to meet one Kevin Nealon, and I know you're predisposed to dislike him because of his height, but I'll tell you, you and the rest of America will fall in love with him in a matter of moments. Kevin Nealon, after this.
Stick around, there's more coming up with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM. So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Well, the thing is, I got rafts for the pool.
Oh my, shut up. Your pool is smaller than most rafts.
Are they the squishy kind, or are they just that cheap styrofoam?
No, it's like a special squishy, it's one of those memory foam kind of rafts.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
However, you can still see my indentation from 3 summers ago. It didn't bounce back when I laid on mine.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
Inspired by true events.
This kid has been kidnapped.
Stolen boy. That's hot.
In November 1999, in suburban Los Angeles, Johnny Trulove and his friends kidnapped 15-year-old Zach Mazursky as a prank.
He was wearing a blue sweatshirt and his grandfather's ring.
Alpha Dog is the story of what happened next.
God, give me a sign!
You can't just take a kid and have no one notice.
That's what I told you.
Maxim calls Alpha Dog riveting.
Cops pick you up, you're doing life.
I'm not going to prison.
It starts the year off with a bang.
There's a missing person poster on every street corner. You come clean now!
Alpha Dog is a fiercely original shocker.
Hey, if I were to offer you $2,500 to kill the kid.
Kill him?
That's a joke, right?
This movie is on fire. Ben Foster, Sean Hennessy, Emil Hirsch, Sharon Stone, Justin Timberlake, and Bruce Willis. Alpha Dog.
Directed by Nick Cassavetes.
Rated R for pervasive drug use and language, strong violence, sexuality, and nudity. In theaters Friday.
It's time to set the record straight for aerospace aficionados. There are a couple of things about the Aerospace Corporation you should know. They don't provide astronaut training, and they don't manufacture anything. But they have been around for 4.5 decades with an unwavering commitment to 100% mission success. Whether it's a soldier using the global positioning system in action, a family being informed of an approaching hurricane, or a child dreaming of walking on Mars, the legacy and future of the Aerospace Corporation are ever present. They're involved in all facets of space systems, including systems engineering, testing, analysis, and development, acquisition support, launch readiness and certification, anomaly resolution, and the application of new technologies for existing and next-generation space systems. Their state-of-the-art laboratory facilities are staffed by some of the leading scientists in the world. If your forte is science, engineering, information systems, and of course aerospace, and you want to make an impact on space and related high technology systems, visit their website at aero.org/careers. That's aero.org/careers. An equal opportunity employer.
Well, finally something I can sink my teeth into. American Chopper on TLC. That's right. They moved from Discovery to TLC. Same group of geniuses. Different destination. 9 o'clock. January 18th is when it starts. That's this Thursday. Oh, we'll be at the Playboy Mansion. Oh, why not get a plug-in for me? We'll be at the Playboy Mansion, but the Tuttles. The Tuttles are going to be at the new shop. That's right. New bikes, new shop, new everything. same badass biker attitude. I got to tell you, if I sat down and wrote up the differences between Papa Tuttle and Papa Corolla, I would still be going into 2045.
Magna Carta.
There are no further polar opposites than Papa Tuttle. I'll start with the big guns, and I'll just keep going with the tools, and I would never, ever end. Well, anyway, American Chopper, TLC, got themselves a little contest going on. Boys are going to be out in town. Coming up soon, you call yourself Conway and Whitman tonight. Call tonight. Don't waste any time. Call tonight, and you'll go on a fun ride with these guys. It's going to end up at the House of Blues. Good times, Tuttles, Choppers, you, Conway and Whitman show tonight. Don't miss out. Winners also receive an American Chopper prize packs? Maybe they mean prize.
I think so.
I'm going with prize. There you go. TLC, American Chopper.
Adam Carolla now,
Tom Likas,
today at 3, 97.1 KLSX, 3 FM.
If you live in Southern California, you have to drive. And in order to drive, you need a license. It's the most important privilege you possess. So what happens if you lose your license because of tickets, a DUI, accidents, failure to pay child support or judgments? You couldn't drive to work, to school, or to any of the day-to-day activities you take for granted. Oh, sure, you could drive without a license, but that's a misdemeanor, and you could go to jail. If you've recently received a ticket, a DUI, you owe back child support, or the DMV is threatening to take your license, you need to call me, Paul Antill. My job is to keep you on the road. The law offices of Paul Antill, the experts in traffic and driving-related offenses, keep you driving free of worry and will help you get your license back. I defend all drivers throughout Southern California in both the courts and the DMV. Don't lose your most important privilege. Call the law offices of Paul Antill at 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255. Remember, the law offices of Paul Antill will fight to keep you on the road. Call 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255.
16th century Spanish fort. A tropical rainforest perched above the clouds. Prehistoric caves stretching for miles. World-class casinos. Puerto Rico. Explore beyond the shore. Visit gotopuertorico.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
2007 is here, and I have the perfect way to start the new year. Do something that makes you look good for a lifetime, gives you one less thing to worry about every day, and makes you feel great about yourself. I'm talking about smooth, hair-free skin from Sona Med Spa. Legs, arms, back, face, underarms, bikini. How much time do you spend shaving, waxing, and dealing with hair? Now imagine that unwanted hair just gone forever. Just call Sona 714-434-SONA.
Check out Sona's special New Year's deal. You buy any laser hair removal package over $1,200 and get a free underarms package. That's an $800 value. Or take 30% off any Sona service of your choice. Got to hurry, though. The New Year's deal ends January 31st. Call right now, 714-434-SONA. Think of Sona for all of your New Year's resolutions. They can help with fine lines, wrinkles, age spots. And Sona uses the latest techniques with Botox, Restylane, and they also do a non-surgical fat reduction. Be Sona smooth. Call Sona, 714-434-SONA. Sona. Check them out online at sonaoc.com. That's 714-434-SONA.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Saturday Night Live alum Kevin Nealon will be performing the next few nights at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. But right now, he's in the Adam Carolla Show studio. Let's get back to Adam, Teresa, and Danny on the Adam Carolla Show.
Great to see you, Kevin. I feel like I can call you Kev.
Yeah, well, it looks like you could call him Kev.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good.
How's Weeds going?
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, like all of a sudden there's no energy here. You know, one minute like you guys are like really up in arms and out. Hey, Kev.
Well, yeah, all of a sudden, a big star comes going in the room. We want to get out of your way so you can do magic that makes you famous.
I told you guys, I don't want to get in your way. I told you, I was driving in here listening to you, and I was learning so much, and you guys were fired up, and now it's like, hey, Kev.
To be fair, I had the Maypole installed because Danny says he likes to work on some cardio during the commercial breaks, and we were dancing around it, but we have to drop the ribbons. And by the way, would kids today with Xbox and whatever else, cable and computers, imagine ecstasy. If you put an ecstasy in rave. Imagine if you handed a kid of today a maypole and said, look, here's the deal. You grab a colorful ribbon and you dance around it. Yeah. And they'd be like, pops, this is going, this maypole, you know where it's going.
Burning Man. That's where it's going.
That's right. Yeah. It either goes up your arse, or I will tie you to it and set you ablaze
or
with kerosene.
Take a huge hit of E and dance around it with a little sparkly rod.
Well, you know, the maypole is the gateway to the tetherball.
Right. Yeah. It's the gateway game.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's four square.
That's right.
Yeah, and before you know it, you got Sacco and Smear the Queer, and you're on Breaking Bonaduce.
Weeds nominated for a Golden Globe. Yes, Kevin?
Four Golden Globes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
What categories?
Dance.
Yeah. May-poling.
Best comedy.
Best comedy, yeah. And
Mary
best
Louise.
Actress. Best supporting actress and best supporting actor.
Third season coming up this summer, and yes, Weeds is that show where if you bring it up, everyone wants to act like they discovered it. If you bring up the show Weeds, they go, hey, that show's funny. Like, as if you'd announced Weeds sucks.
Yeah,
you just said, hey, ever see Weeds? That show's funny.
Here's what I hear. Here's what I hear a lot. When I was on Saturday Night Live, I used to hear, yeah, we don't stay up that late. Yeah. And now I'm hearing, yeah, we don't get Showtime. I said, well, you can get it on DVD. You know, it's the first season. You can rent it. Yeah, we don't get Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
We don't get Netflix.
Yeah.
Now, does your...
We'll drag.
Is your family still around? Your parents? Are they deceased? Are they...
No,
are
they're still
with
around.
Us?
In fact, I will not let them watch Weeds.
You won't?
Yeah, because it will not be the image of me that I want to project on them, that I have worked so hard all my life for. We never swore growing up in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Danny's family, probably.
Right.
Sure.
And this show, Weeds, it's just, you know, it's me having sex and swearing and, you know, it's not the Kevin they know.
But if you said, if my son called me in 25 years and said, Dad, don't watch this show I'm co-starring in, I feel like I probably would watch it against his wishes.
Yes.
Well, that's child psychology right there.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't really work on that.
Should have told my dad not to go to any Pop Warner football games. I forbid you from attending any Pop Warner football games. Yes.
But, so they have not seen the show, and I always play it down. I say, yeah, I'm doing the show. It's on. It's okay. It's kind of dark. And, yeah, we got some... Golden Globe and stuff. I don't even know if I'm going to go, but you know.
What does your family do, and where do you hail from?
Well, Adam, that's a good question. That's a two-part question, and I'm going to start with part one
Take
first.
One.
Yeah.
My family hails from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we grew up in Connecticut. But it's not one of those bucolic places you think of when you think of Connecticut.
That's exactly. I was thinking of that.
Yeah. I was thinking of a snow globe.
No. It's more like a
Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
It's more like a Coke globe.
Really?
Ah.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
You shake it and Danny comes out.
Dude, when I was a crackhead, you'd be surprised. You could score it anywhere. Like in the best neighborhoods, you could get drugs anywhere.
Like Weeds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what Weeds is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so it was more of an industrial city. And it still is.
And you went to regular high school? Did you go to a fancy prep school?
Well, you know what? You know, I'm giving you the abbreviated thing. I lived everywhere. I lived in Germany for 4 years. And
military?
Then I went to a lot of school. No. Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
And
Lederhosen and beer.
I actually did have Lederhosen.
Yeah, of course.
And my parents just sent me that pair of Lederhosen I had from when I was 7.
Was your dad in the oil business or something? Did we have this discussion when we were doing Crank Yankers and I forgot about it?
Possibly. My father worked for a helicopter company. And he was assigned to Germany to work for a contract for the German
Oil. I'm going to say Sikorsky.
Go ahead and say it.
Sikorsky.
Yes, that's correct, Adam.
Thank you.
And he worked for a German outfit, as he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very weird interview.
Company.
It seems to me like Adam Carolla is guessing at his share of the interview.
I am. Sikorsky, evidently the only company that makes helicopters, thus you'd always be right if you guessed
so,
that.
So, yeah, they are alive and well, and, in fact, they're coming out here this weekend. And,
because your wife is going to give birth?
Yes, in 5 weeks.
That's
congratulations,
right.
Man.
Thank you.
How many kids do you have?
This is the first one, apparently.
Wow.
Although, I did go to a psychic that said I had 3 kids I don't know about.
Uh-oh. Is that possible?
That's what I said to her. I said, is that possible? And I thought about it, and I thought, no, it's not. And she charged me like $85, which I wrote off as child support.
I've been to a nightclub where people said I had 3 children I didn't know about.
Are you
you're
nervous
fine.
About
I am not
impending?
Nervous at all, no.
No, you're ready?
I'm ready to go.
Is it because your wife's ready? Is that why you're not nervous, or are you ready?
It's not that I'm ready. But I'm not nervous, and it's not me going through the pain. If it were me going through the pain, maybe I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah.
Right. But it's gonna apparently it changes your life having a baby. Is that true?
Not Thank mine. You for bringing that up. Yes, because I feel I was talking about it on Kimmel, maybe.
Jimmy?
Maybe you're referencing that. Yes, yeah. The man who passed out during the New Year's party he threw that you didn't attend 2 weeks ago. But everybody, what I don't like is the people that build things up worse than it is. And I know not worse with child. But if you're a guy like me who's selfish and a guy like Kevin who's probably even more selfish than I am.
Giving and then selfish.
Right, who loves to
give. Gives and takes it back.
No, he gives to himself. So technically he's a giver, but he's still selfish. It's like a snake trying to eat its own tail.
But I do know the word giving.
You do.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people don't know the word giving.
Right. My wife does not know the word giving. No.
Taking, but not giving.
She's forgetting the word taking, too.
Kevin is one of these guys that is scared that this young child will cut into his lifestyle, which is lethargic and depressing, but nonetheless a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And every a-hole comes up to you and says, oh, buddy, your life's going to change.
Yeah.
You're never, things aren't going to be the same, which I don't think they mean as a put-down, but freaks you out, right?
Well, they look at you squarely in the eye and they go, your life is going to change. And then there's a pause. It's kind of a pregnant pause, I guess.
Right.
And then they go, but for the better. But you never quite believe them. You walk away.
And can I ask you a couple of personal questions?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you the single breadwinner in your house?
No.
Your wife earns her own money?
I'm not working anymore.
So your wife has a job and earns her own money?
She does.
Okay, so that's a flaw right there, too. You're the only celebrity?
No.
Wait a minute.
If you're the only breadwinner and you've got a special cool job and stuff like that.
Did you tell Danny who my wife is?
No.
Shirley MacLaine.
Out on a limb, a little book called Out on a Limb.
Terms
of Endearment.
Vicki Barnabas. Little thing called Sweet Charity.
Hello.
Hello.
If you're the king of the castle, your life won't change. If you are an even-keeled, decent man, and you're going to do your fair share, your life will be different. I'm not one of those guys. I'll do a thing. My life hasn't changed at all, except I got kids to play with.
Your wife is not a celebrity, is she?
She is to me.
She's a working actor. I know his wife.
I know your penis is a fan, but I mean, John Q. Public.
A lot of people recognize her.
She's not an actress. She's been
not
in a few
huge
big
celebrity,
movies.
But she's been in some.
I just thought she was a good-looking civilian.
What does your wife do?
She is busy being Mrs. Carolla.
It's a full-time job.
That's a celebrity right there.
It's a full-time job that she puts in 9 hours a week on.
Good. My wife was just Mrs. Bonaducci, and then I wrote that stupid-ass reality show, Being Bonaducci, or Breaking Bonaducci.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's me setting...
I love that you don't even know the name of it.
I like that, too.
Me setting stuff on fire and fighting people for real, going to jail in the middle of episodes and stuff like that.
But
and
you were
having to hold it together, so it made her kind of famous.
Yeah,
that was not a good call on my part.
Yeah, you don't. I
shouldn't have made her famous.
I don't think I'd want to be married to a celebrity.
No.
I wouldn't mind a working actor, actress, whatever, but a full blown celebrity would be very annoying.
Well, how about? Did you see Notting Hill?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm
like
just
that.
A girl.
Yeah.
Of a
well,
boy.
I know the story.
Yeah, see, he's not in show business. See, I would see a competition almost constantly.
But he was in real life.
All right.
Yeah, it was Hugh Grant.
Well,
this
kind
has gone
of like...
from Notting Hill to Notting Off. Let's move forward here, people.
Yes.
Kevin
talk
Nealon,
about taking.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl?
We don't want to know the sex, ever.
Never.
Even after it's born. We don't want to label. We don't want to profile Adam.
I'll give him a pair of
pants. Enough of that going on.
I'll give him some of my pants. You won't be able to tell.
Embroidery
if it's a girl,
pants.
Give him Danny's pants. All right, well,
Danny's
take a break.
Cut. You're like ripped and cut. And
thanks,
I didn't see that in the Partridge Family.
I wasn't.
Were you hiding it? You were
hiding it under red velvet. But yeah, I go to the gym before I come to work.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I do. Every day.
He goes to curves.
And you know what? I've decided, and I've said this many times, I hate the people that work out at the crack of dawn before they go to work, because then they go to work and share it with the rest of the coworkers who feel like they want to drown in donuts now do a shame shower in donuts and Jimmy's. But I will tell you this. I'm all right with Danny doing it as long as he doesn't start doing laps and then explaining how invigorating doing laps is before work. Because I want to kill myself when I talk to those people.
I just want chicks and gay guys to look at my ass and go, wow.
All right.
No, Adam, before you take a break, and I know you always like to get the last word in, but I'm just going to say this. You are also a physical specimen. I mean, you are in good shape, but you hide it. You That's hide right. it. Nobody would ever say
Why
Adam Carolla is, you know, in good shape.
Yeah, you yes. hide your light under a bushel, Adam. Why?
I've Thank seen him
you.
Jump rope.
Me too. It's amazing what yeah. he does with the jump rope.
Well, he gets the two girls get it going fast.
Yeah.
That's right. You were at the double dutch turning?
Yeah. Of course.
I didn't see you out there.
No, I was there. I was there. I was up in the booth.
Well,
I don't feel like there's a rope long enough to make it around your head and then go around your feet.
I don't use the rope when I jump. I use the plastic things that slide over the string.
Uh-huh.
The little plastic cylinders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they make a clicking and clacking noise when it hits the pavement.
And then right. just rip your feet to shreds when you don't make that jump.
That's right.
So you use a jump rope that comes on a spool, though, right? I mean, yeah. it's like yeah. as long as a football field.
It's like one of those leashes that, you know, can you pull back in.
Retractable.
Yeah.
I've got one of those.
He's the Paul Bunyan of comedians, everyone.
Let's take a break. Let's come back.
Kevin
Adam.
Nealon, we are going to take a break. We are going to come back. But I'll tell you this much, Bucko. When we come back. Because I read it on our message board. Somebody wanted to know what happened to the hypothetical questions.
Huh.
That hypothetical drive cross country with this guy or with that guy. And it struck me, I think we played this with Kevin a year or so ago, and it's time to dust it off.
I actually did that on the Tonight Show for the first time, my first Tonight Show spot.
No kidding.
Hypothetical choices. Questions?
The choices.
Well, we're going to recreate that next on the Adam Carolla
Love
Show.
It. Looking forward to it.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Hey, this is Dawson.
And producer Angie.
From the Adam Carolla Show. Angie and I are going to be partying.
And skiing.
Partying. In beautiful Lake Tahoe, February 23rd to the 25th. And if you get to AdamCarolla.com, they're hooking our listeners up with a 25% discount on rooms at Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. Harrah's has everything from double black diamonds to blackjack, poker, and all your favorite slots.
I like craps.
Yeah, me too, but that's usually the day after the party. Powered by Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. For cool days and hot nights, Tahoe is a place to ski this season. And 97.1. KLSX Free FM.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award, take one.
Southern California has a lot of award ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335 horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend's Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice. That was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
Hey, it's Tim Conway Jr. here. If you've been diagnosed with high cholesterol, you have three choices. Either A, ignore it, in which case you'll probably die. B, reduce it with medication, prescriptions, and the side effects that come along with those deals. Or C, choose a completely natural way, that's what I did, and lower your cholesterol with Rescue 1250, Rescue LDLX2 with niacin, and also Rescue Cell Power. There are 150 million Americans walking around right now with high cholesterol, and only one real natural way to reduce it, and that's what I did. So if you are interested in reducing your cholesterol a completely natural way, then tune into this station, 97.1 Free FM, each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Dr. Vanini is with us every Sunday, and he teaches people how to lower their cholesterol a completely natural way. So Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., or better yet, call him now, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-ALIVE.
AMCO Transmissions. Said it once, say it again. If you can fix a transmission, you can fix anything in an automobile. That is to say, if you're a surgeon and you can do brain surgery or a heart transplant, let's not worry about the stubbed toe or the cuticle that's overgrowing the nail. That's a no-brainer.
You've really lost me here. I have no idea what
I'm saying. The transmission analogy is the most complicated part of an automobile. And once you're an expert in transmissions, well, whatever problem your car has, no problem. The good people from AMCO can fix that.
Absolutely.
If you hopped in the Nealon Mobile, which I believe is a 87 Daihatsu Charade.
Thank you.
With a limo tint that's been squatted.
It's a, not only a limo tint, but I had it stretched into a limo.
He's that tall. He drives from the back seat with his head out of the sunroof.
I'll get you for that, Corolla.
AMCO double A. MCO transmissions and a whole lot more.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AMCO center for details.
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Funny morning radio.
If you like to drive and your present job just isn't doing it for you anymore, the Sigma Network has an opportunity to do what you like, get paid for it, and get paid well. In fact, Sigma's $2,000 sign-on bonus means drivers get paid especially well. The Sigma Network, a division of Cisco Food Service, needs hard-working men and women with commercial driver's licenses to transport products to nationally recognized chain restaurants. As a Sigma delivery driver, you'll earn as much as $1,200 a week, plus quarterly bonuses up to $4,000 annually. And there's more. Delivery drivers are eligible for a generous benefits package, such as pension plan, stock purchase program, paid holidays, personal days, 2 weeks vacation the first year, and medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. Call Sigma at 661-723-0405 or apply online at SigmaNetwork.com. That's SYGMANetwork.com. Apply now, because when you deliver for Sigma, they deliver for you. Call 661-723-0405 or go to SYGMANetwork.com.
Start off the new year with a new car from Puente Hills Toyota. Save big on their entire inventory. Puente Hills Toyota, the king of the hill, celebrating their 25th anniversary at the 60 Freeway and Azusa Avenue.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, it's Michael Holbert from Elimidebt, and I want to say congratulations to everyone we've helped become debt-free in 2006. Over the past year, we've helped hundreds of people consolidate their credit card payments into one low, easy monthly payment. If you've got more than $10,000 in credit card debt, guess what? You're already approved. Elimidebt can help you. It's that simple. We show you how to lower your monthly payments, reduce your interest rates, waive late fees, avoid bankruptcy, and have only one monthly payment. And get this, best of all, this is not a loan. I repeat, this is not a loan. Elimidebt will give you free counseling and information to help you decide between debt consolidation, debt settlement, credit counseling, and budgeting to become debt-free. With a new year, it's time for you to get a new start. Get those credit card companies off your back. Call Elimidebt at 888-40-BILLS or log on to 888-40-BILLS.com. Elimidebt, not another loan, but a solution. That's 888-40-BILLS and at 888-40-BILLS.com.
Next Thursday night, the Adam Carolla Show is broadcasting live from the Playboy Mansion.
The women lured in the men.
With special guests Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. Plus Jimmy Kimmel.
I am in the grotto right now, and there is a man committing a sex act on a woman in fishnet stockings.
Hugh Hefner and the girls next door.
Can't remember when I've had this much fun sitting up.
And David Alan Greer.
Bring it on, baby.
Big thanks to NBC's The Apprentice Los Angeles.
Push the alcohol.
And Miller Lite. Listen all this week to win your way in. Now back to Adam, Teresa, and Danny on the Adam Carolla Show.
And Kevin Nealon. Wow, I got a nice...
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice group of hypothetical questions to ask young Kevin Nealon.
Did we mention that he is at the Comedy and Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night?
No, and we're not going to, Danny.
No, that'd be a bad thing to do.
What That's about that right. He's at the Las Vegas House of Blues Saturday, January 27th?
No, nor will we mention that.
You're not going to mention either one of those dates, the Comedy Magic Club or the House of Blues?
No, Kevin. I brought you on this show as a guest and
hypothetically,
as a friend.
Hypothetically, let's just say I was playing at those places.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather announce that I was going to be at the Comedy Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night, or the House of Blues in Las Vegas?
Well, if, and that's a big if. I like when people describe the size of their own if. You rarely hear about the medium or the small. If, and that is a mega size if, Kevin Nealon, if I was to mention you were going to be at the Comedy Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night, or in Vegas, the House of Blues Saturday, January 27th,
If I were to mention one of those two things, I'd probably go to Hermosa Beach and see you tonight and tomorrow night at the Comedy Magic Club.
You know what I would say to that? That's a big no.
A big no?
You will not be allowed in.
No.
Probably
so. I'd mention Vegas in case he took a shine to me and said, hey, why don't you come with, little buddy? We'll go to Vegas. You can see me perform.
And then hit you with his hat?
Whatever it takes. I don't
call you a little buddy.
You wouldn't mind if he called you little buddy?
He's 6'4".
Hey, what if we did? What if we did like a little reality? You're good with the reality shows. What if we did like a reality show? You and I
popular with reality shows.
Okay, popular is what I meant. That's what I meant. Popular, forceful.
Yeah.
What if we did like a thing where we went to Vegas together? Didn't fly, but we took like a motorcycle with a sidecar.
I actually have a Harley, so all we need is a
sidecar. I got a sidecar. I don't have a motorcycle.
You just have the hack. You don't have the
actual... That's all I got. Yeah.
Wow.
And then what happens?
Yeah, but then what happens?
We stop along the way at Peggy Sue's.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and Barstow.
I'm thinking Great Greek, but keep going.
Yeah, I love Great Greek.
I got the title right now.
Yeah.
What is it?
They call the guy who rides in the side hack the monkey.
Right.
Uh-oh. They race these things, and that guy's called the monkey.
Right.
Stretching the monkey. Vegas or bust. Vegas or bust is underneath it.
And the whole time out there, he's asking me, like, non-repetitive questions about Saturday Night Live, and I'm asking him about the Partridge Family.
I like that. But then also, I mean, it's an old bit, but being 6'4" and being 5'6" and having howdy doody type features anyway, we could then do the famous ventriloquist act, where I could sit on your lap.
That's where I draw the line, Danny.
I want to sit on your lap now. I want to just sit on your lap right
Let's
now.
Hammer out the details off the air. I just feel like I would like to be involved with this in some way, shape, or form.
All right, here we go.
It's going to be a Jack Hole production.
And then we miss Vegas, and we end up in the Grand Canyon.
That's right. But you clear it.
We clear it.
We use the old
Evel Knievel snake river jump.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Only the sidecar goes up it, but not the motorcycle.
You know, it's so it's funny. There is somebody right now at some cable network going, yeah!
Stretching the monkey, I haven't heard?
Stretching the monkey, I like it.
It's hot.
Well, if Kevin weren't going to be driving with his new little buddy, Danny Bonaducci, who might he be driving with?
Well, that's a good point. That brings us back to our hypothetical question. Now, again, Kevin Nealon. There are no wrong answers in the hypothetical question. Brian, you hear that? No wrong answers, my friend. But this is the hypothetical car ride from L.A., from the pier in Santa Monica to Coney Island. All right? You must put someone in the passenger seat of your vehicle. And there's no radio in the car. All right?
Sure.
Who do you go with? Lady who thinks her dog is a person. Picturing that human being. Or sober ponytail guy with the huge calves who never stops giving the dates out. January 7th, 1982, I buried my youngest. And that's when I, you know, always the dates with the bottle, when he put the bottle down, when he buried.
Did you just make that up? That particular one? Did that come in an email or something?
No, I know that guy.
I don't know that guy. I do now.
He's the guy who's fat, but you're scared to call him fat because he has huge calves and he might put an ass whooping on you.
I'm a date guy.
There it is. Kevin, which is it?
It would definitely be the woman with the dog who talks to the dog like a person.
Really?
Sorry, that's
what I thought. There was no wrong or right.
Well, I
would have said the guy
either.
I knew there's no wrong because I knew what you were looking for.
Why
would you pick a lady who thought her animal was a person?
Because at least I could talk to the dog.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
You feel like the dog would be along.
Yeah,
with the ride.
I want to disprove that wrong answer. I think that was the right answer.
All right, how about this one?
I'm with you.
How about this one? Born again gangbanger. I used to work with these guys. Yeah. These are gangbangers who've now embraced the Bible and never stopped speaking in tongues and all that. But
probably spent some time in prison.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. That's where they found Jesus. There's a part of you that thinks no matter how much these guys talk about the Bible, they might put a shiv in you any moment when they snap.
Jailhouse religion is a real life thing. My only real experience with it is from rehab. Mm-hmm. But in 30 days, and I've been a few times, in 30 days of educated men putting you in small groups and giving you doctrine that they're good at, you can get religion and believe it. And you can be almost halfway home before you pull over and drink.
I think if you go to rehab more than once, it should be called like re-rehab.
Right. And it should be cheaper.
Yeah,
I agree.
But rehab.
I bunked with a $20 million picture movie star.
All right, I'm going to modify this. Or Danny Bonaducci.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I forgot the first one. Oh, the gangbanger that found religion.
Or gangbanger that found religion, or this guy, the guy with the mini nunchuck on his keychain, the Cubaton,
yeah,
who wears the karate shoes. He's white as a ghost, but never stops talking about the ancient wisdom of the Orient, the philosophy, and explains to you what he could do with this thing that's the size of a chapstick that hangs from his keychain, how many different ways there are to kill a man.
Cubaton.
I'm going to tell you the right answer to this. I mean, this is an easy one.
Right.
It's the guy with little nunchucks.
That's who you travel with?
Yeah, because...
I'm sorry.
No, I thought there was no right or wrong again.
He's lying to you, man.
Set me up repeatedly. You set me up. You tell me there's no right or wrong, and then you buzz me.
All right, let's
Skipper,
keep moving.
Eventually, I'm going to think you're kind of foolish.
You're 0 for 2. Let's see if we can power forward here. Straight talking financial advisor.
Yes, I go with that one.
The guy who says at the end of the day, and he could say, "I'd love to tell you, Kevin Nealon, to take all your money and put it into mutual stocks or Fannie Mae, but I'd be lying to you, and I'm not going to do it." That guy.
We're already at Peggy Sue's. We've already stopped. We're having coffee now. I'm talking about smart money.
Or the guy that gives you the limp handshake. You know the guy who reach out, shake the hand, and you just grab the very end of the fingers, and his hand, it's like it's been broken with a hammer and soaked in salt water.
Yeah,
like,
it's real smooth and
right,
soft.
Yeah, and it's weird. He just sort of, in his shoulders buckle a little when he... That guy or the straight-talking financial advisor?
Straight-talking financial advisor for 200,
all right,
Adam.
Let's find out. I'm sorry.
No, baloney. I'm with you 100%.
So you like the limp handshake.
The limp handshake guy you might be able to get a BJ from in Baker. And he's not going to talk as much as the straight-talking financial guy.
You don't know that.
Hold on. I have a sidebar hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Is the limp handshake guy worse than that bone-crushing guy that feels like... Like he has to do
no,
like,
because that guy's just trying to impress you.
Okay.
But
yeah,
wrong.
That guy's a problem for me. I told you this early on when we were working together. My hands have both been broken up so badly, so repeatedly, I can't hold things tightly. Mm-hmm. And when people shake my hands really hard, they can re-break bones.
Well,
because they're all brittle in here.
You better get a grip on that side hack, otherwise this show's
not
happening.
You know what I love to do, by the way? You know, hugging is very big in Hollywood.
Yes.
I like to do the unreleasing hug for a while. It really makes the person feel uncomfortable. You just hold on to them and you don't let them go.
Let me tell you something. I think that might actually emotionally kill Adam.
Oh, yeah,
if you try that on Adam, he might not survive it.
I gotta say, worse than the limp handshake guy or the I'm gonna break your hand handshake guy is the guy who's invented his own handshake.
Yeah.
I have dealt with the guy who turns his hands 90 degrees and instead of shaking up and down, goes right to left.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and the only thing worse than this guy is the anticipation of this guy when you've seen him meet three people in front of you and execute his weird handshake. I didn't know it was up for interpretation, but there are a handful of guys that do the grab, do the turn, and do their own handshake.
And a little pat on the ass after that.
I can actually show you a kind of a way out of that if you'd like. I don't know if it'd make a good radio, so
but
I can show you at the break.
I don't think the screaming eagle claw, though, Danny's appropriate in a business setting.
What about Ray Charles' handshake? He'd always feel the, with his other hand, he'd feel the wrist to see how big the woman was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to see if she was attractive. That's right.
You could tell from the wrist?
He could.
Get the size of the body.
Kimmel should have done that with his first wife, by the way.
He was blind as a bat and could play piano. You should be able to tell if a chick's fat by her wrist.
Decent point. All right, let's move forward here. Kevin Nealon?
Comedy Magical?
Ready to keep playing?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, let's go.
I thought we agreed. No plugs.
Or House of Blues. Vegas. House of Blues.
That's right.
Now,
these are celebrities. This is Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal.
Oh my God!
Same car,
same
trip,
same vehicle. Who do you travel cross country with?
Probably Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Damn right you do.
Sorry, that's wrong.
What was your reasoning?
0 for 4. Yeah,
0 for 4. Because I'd like to learn. You can learn a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Seagal.
You get with Steven Seagal too. Really? Martian.
That's right. Gibberish.
Yeah.
Plus, I think probably Steven Seagal probably has more people after him.
All right, bonus question. Seagal?
Seagal's really dangerous.
I don't want to be chased
across
country.
Seagal or Jan Michael Vincent?
Oh, Jan Michael Vincent. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right. It's a big man to admit when Nealon's right, but when he's right, he's right.
Just so you know, I'd go off the wagon just to drink with Jan Michael Vincent and say I did it and slept on the sidewalk in Long Beach.
I would. Please tell me another story about Airwolf.
That's be the last thing I said.
And, you know, he could probably drive part of the way, too.
I feel like if Airwolf could be made, if we could say, let's get Jan Michael Vincent and Ernest Borgnine and put him in a helicopter, I feel like I could say, let's get Bonaducci and Nealon and put him in a side hack and send him to Vegas.
Please, stretch your monkey.
I'm going to use Airwolf as part of my pitch.
All right.
The very effective Airwolf argument when you're in the
I think this is going to be a good year for Mr. Vincent.
You do?
I know it's going to be.
Why?
I know it's going to be.
In fact, New Year's Eve, I was sitting there with a glass of wine thinking, I bet Jan Michael Vincent's going to have a good year this year. No?
This is what
Are
he
you
makes.
Kidding me? 5 out of 5.
It this could is be when his he, breakout year.
Yeah, he's going to break out this year. All right.
Break out of what, cholera?
Two more, Kevin Nealon.
Okay.
You're half for 5 so far.
This is like my SAT score. Mm-hmm.
Vegan girl or Wiccan girl? This is tough. Wow. Now, the vegan one is the one who never stops talking about how when, how catfish cry and that kind of stuff versus the heavy-set Wiccan chick who
What's
always
a Wiccan
talks.
Chick?
Wiccan chick
a witch.
Is basically fat chicks who recycle, essentially, is what Wiccan is. They're witches, but it really comes down to the earth and the planet.
They're good witches.
Yeah, they're the good witches.
Oh. But they believe that they are witches. They cast spells, but
You're
no harm.
You're from Connecticut and you don't know about witches?
No, I don't. I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
All right.
Which really is technically Jersey City.
All right. The witches were really in Salem, mm-hmm. to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you would pick the witch.
That, don't speculate on who. I'm not the one
I'm
who's driving cross-country, Nealon.
There's a seat in the back if you want to come.
It's another show.
I would probably, because I know all about vegan mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. I would, and that would probably be boring to me because I already know it.
Right.
You know what it's like when people are talking to you and you already mm-hmm. know the stuff. Mm-hmm. You kind of nod and you start thinking about other things.
Right.
I would go with the Wiccan girl.
Mm, sorry.
That's incorrect.
I'll tell you why.
I'm going to pay for this big time.
The vegan is way thin and hot. The Wiccan is 250 pounds if she's an ounce, and your mileage may vary, my friend. That's
what if the witch is like too heavy to put in a well to dunk them back in the old days?
Good point. Yeah, plus-size wells.
Well, then they're not a witch. If they don't drown, they're not a witch. She plugs up the well. She's not a witch.
They'd have an Elaine Bryant's well and toss her in there. All right, where were we? Thank you, Dan.
That took me a second.
All right.
Give me an easy one. I'm not doing
all right,
good with
here's one. Here's one. This is the last one. This is chick who gives her 4-year-old son a mullet. Oh. You know those parents that mullicize the kids?
Yeah.
I'd rather be molested than mulleted.
Molested.
As this is molested.
Well, molested does come from the Latin word mullet.
It does.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mullet is a Latin
so
word.
So the mullet mom.
Yeah.
Or
she's usually got a football jersey on or something.
Yes. Or the strip club announcer. Heavy set guy, ponytail, fanny pack, one earring, chewing gum all the way.
See, here's the thing with that.
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
The mullet girl might be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, the
she's going to be heavy.
Oh, she is heavy. You didn't say that before.
But bosomy.
So you're pulling the witch
thing
on me.
Anyone who's wearing a football jersey is going to be heavy. Any female sport in a football jersey.
I'll go there. I'm going to go with the. And if you read the buzzer, I'm not playing this game again.
Strip club DJ.
I'm sorry.
I'm never coming back to play this game again.
That's why, you know, I'm going with any chick of any kind over a guy, ever. No matter what they do. Okay, the guy is a mass murdering arsonist, or the guy's the nicest guy in the whole world. The girl is a mass murdering arsonist. I'm taking the girl.
The guy knows all the strippers.
Decent point, but what if you're passing through Reno and there's trouble? You need backup in the form of the heavy set.
And what
guy.
If you're passing through Reno and the strip club announcer knows some of the strippers?
True.
Yeah.
And a strip club.
Hey, everybody! Ranger comedian Kevin Nealon's riding shotgun in the Hummer. I gotta tell you this right now. Remember Subliminal Guy? Me neither. Let's get naked.
Over on stage 3, we have Bunny.
Stage 4.
Could you grin and drop your linen?
Maybe you're right. Nealon. Maybe I will go with the
mullet. Nice job. This would be the point where any other host would say you were going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club tonight, tomorrow night, and in Hermosa Beach. And if you wanted tickets, you could go to comedymagicclub.com. But I'm not going to do that.
Well, how about the Vegas one? You knew that one?
No.
The one on Saturday, January 27th
no.
at the House of Blues?
I got too much couth to give that one out, T.
How about the weeds thing?
I don't know if you've heard about this, about the Ace Man, but he cannot be bought.
I have
okay,
heard.
But, so, but Neil can,
and that's
can
why
be bought.
He would like me to mention again about the Comedy Magic Club tonight.
Wait a minute,
tonight,
wait a minute.
I'm
scratch
not going to
do
it. What's that?
Maybe I'm not even going to go down there.
Really?
It just seems like a hassle. I'm tired right now, and that's later tonight.
Well, you take a nap.
Yeah, I'm not nap. Taking naps.
And you eat yourself some soy cod that's been formed to look like beef ribs.
You know all about that, don't you?
I know so much about you.
Have you had riblets yet?
No, what is that?
It's made by Morningstar Farms.
I eat those. They're delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're vegetarian ribs.
This is amazing.
It is.
I'll tell you, I'm not sure about the ribs, but I will tell you that Morningstar has recreated the breakfast
sausage patty.
Very
oh, yeah.
nicely.
So
yes.
good.
Even though there's probably more calories and saturated fat in
all.
That than eating in a
not
whole cow.
Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
You come look on,
the,
they're so oily. No.
No.
All right.
No, take a look
hold
at the ingredients.
Don't get indignant with me, Neilan. Or
I'm looking at Danny.
Or I'll shelf this whole stretch in the monkey. Thing.
I'm not getting indignant. I'm getting firm. It's tough love.
Okay.
It's about time.
All right, Kevin Neilan, everybody, Comedy and Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night.
I don't even know. Like I said, I don't think I'm like that. Anyway.
Please go. Please.
All right,
fans.
I'll go.
Your fans.
I got
to
get out of here, man.
And Kevin is a great stand-up. I have seen him.
I got
do
a book,
on
man.
Actually,
more
I'm
than
playing
one
next
occasion.
Friday someplace. I think I'm gonna come down and just steal from you.
Please do.
It wouldn't surprise me. That's just Danny. He understands.
Half his act is about being 6'4", though. So I don't know if you make that
far. I
can
get away with it, man.
Who have you stolen from?
Actually, my act is like so just me. You couldn't steal it unless you've been arrested for beating up a
transvestite. I'm going to say Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah, that's close
there
enough.
You go.
Dude, I got to get out of here, man.
Yeah, you got a book.
Yeah.
Neilan, you hop in that Daihatsu charade stretch with the limo tint, head out of the sunroof, and we'll see you down the road, Jack. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to explore this whole Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump thing. Good. I have many thoughts about this. And so does Danny. So does Teresa. And yours as well. 866-606-901-ADAM. We'll be right back. The Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
Crank.
My name is Chev Chelios. And today's the day that I die.
Own it now on DVD and Blu-ray.
I've got 1 hour to settle a score.
Your whole crew is history.
Say goodbye to my girl.
What's the matter with you?
And go out with a little style.
The critics rave. Crank is a hardcore action classic. It tears up the screen like a muscle car on fire. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Crank. Rated R. Own it now on DVD and Blu-ray.
All new on CBS. You've seen celebrities sing and dance, but you've never seen them.
Please step out of the vehicle.
Bust criminals.
It's crack. Oh, wow.
Real stars will train to be real police officers.
Fire!
They'll carry real guns and go on real calls.
This is the real thing.
No kidding.
Awesome.
Armed and Famous, a new reality show premiering Wednesday, 8, 7 Central, only on CBS. Followed by new episodes of Criminal Minds and CSI New York.
Queen Latifah here. CBS asked me to give a shout-out to all you radio listeners about the People's Choice Awards, the only award show where you, the people, get to vote. For example, not only am I hosting the show, I'm nominated for Funniest Female, and it's up to you if I win. Didn't you hear me? It's up to you if I win. Now get your sorry butt out of that car and go vote for me. Oh, and thanks.
To vote for your favorite stars, go to PCAvote.com. Then, watch the People's Choice Awards, live CBS Tonight.
You ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles.
97.1.
SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1
FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 800-80-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
Hey everyone, it's Krista Garner, producer of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show. Now, have you made your New Year's resolution? Does it include wanting to look your best? Well, then you need to visit the Laser Dermatology Institute. They have the most advanced lasers that will get rid of acne and old acne scars. Their facial rejuvenation treatment can take years off your appearance by removing fine lines, wrinkles, and red and brown blotches. Now, I've been getting my own treatments at the Laser Dermatology Institute, and my face looks and feels great. The staff is amazing, and there's absolutely no downtime. Looking younger has never been easier. Call them at 800-606-6000 to schedule your free consultation or schedule online at laserhq.com. They also offer laser hair removal, removal of stretch marks, and tattoos. These guys are the best. They're in Beverly Hills, West Covina, and Irvine. Call them now, 800-606-6000. That's 800-606-6000 or log on to laserhq.com.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade, a landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
If you haven't filed taxes and you owe the IRS over $15,000 and you feel safe because the IRS hasn't contacted you, you're on their list and they will come after you and they will make your life a living hell. Before the IRS clamps down on you, call the only guy I know and trust who can help you, Michael Rosbrook of Tax Resolution Services, who's here with me right now. Michael, how do taxpayers get in trouble with the IRS in the first place?
Most taxpayers get into trouble because of not filing. Worst mistake you can ever make.
What is an installment agreement?
It's sort of like a car payment note. You can pay them back in full over time, usually 5 years. However, if you qualify, when we analyze your financial situation, we can do an offer and compromise and we can settle the debt for pennies on the dollar.
Do you have any last words of advice?
Be a man!
Damn straight. Grow some cojones and call Michael Rosbrook at Tax Resolution Services at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or visit taxresolution.com. Call 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. That's 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Break free from your glasses and contacts with the safety of all laser wavefront customized intralasic at LASIK today. Call 877-WOW-2020 for your free consultation. Learn more at LASIKtodayvision.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
It adapts to uncontrollable elements from the sky. It adapts to unseen things from behind. It adapts to the unknown object around the next dark corner. But it's not a person. It's not an animal. It's not even alive. It is, however, aware of everything. The Lexus RX 350, with over 100 available sensors that adapt to a constantly changing environment, so you don't have to. The RX activates rain-sensing windshield wipers, turns on the available rear-view backup camera when you shift into reverse, even rotates its headlamps 15 degrees to improve visibility on windy roads. But even more impressively,
turning air conditioner on.
It adapts to you. The Lexus RX 350. See your Southern California Lexus dealer or visit Lexus.com.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Here's what not to watch on TV tonight at 6:30 on TV Land. Don't watch Green Acres. Eb decides to get married in a car wash. at 7:30 on KPXN, be sure to miss Growing Pains. After Coach Lubbock is fired, a protest is organized by Mike and Boner. And at 8 p.m. on Sundance, definitely don't watch To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Three New York drag queens are stranded in a Midwestern town, starring Wesley Snipes, John Leguizamo, and Patrick Swayze. That's What Not to Watch. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I gotta say, if that baby can be greenlit,
yeah,
To Wong Fu, I feel like Stretching the Monkey, Vegas or Bust, could definitely be greenlit.
Too many ideas I've had in the middle of the night that took about 30 seconds to think of that I've had greenlit. Then you just go, yeah, I really like that. You know, I worked on it for 4 days. Yeah, but studio executives are pretty hungry these days for ideas. You can sell this monkey show, I'm telling you, Carolla.
We'll get Neilan on the blower, and I'll start pitching my ass off after the show. We are going to shift gears here and talk about weight and shape and things like that, because I've always said I've never had a weight problem. I've had family members that have had weight issues, even though no one was ever really what you would call fat. People have been a little heavy set and struggled with weight and been sort of weight conscious, but not morbidly obese or anything like that. But it was an issue I knew about growing up, I guess, from my mom and my grandmother, who always seemed to be on a diet. I sort of figured out that genetics are almost everything in
almost
life.
Everything, yeah.
Almost everything. And we give a lot of praise to a lot of people who really just got a really nice genetic hand dealt to them. Now,
well, if they're the best they've ever been or anyone's ever been, if, you know, it's at a certain point, the genetics, you really tried a little harder and enhanced your great genes, but you're absolutely right. You could have never gotten out there with the lucky roll of the God dice on the genetics.
I sort of feel like Angelina Jolie doesn't deserve our praise for being genetically spectacular.
I have a problem. Not a problem. That's mean. If a woman is really, really, really beautiful and thinks that that is her skill, I immediately dislike her because she did nothing to earn it.
I agree. Doesn't
nothing to earn you.
Stop
did,
me
you
from
did
wanting
nothing.
To hump the bejesus out of her. But
don't tell me I want to hump ugly girls.
And I'll tell them, I'm going to hump you. I'm not going to enjoy it.
I'm not going to like you.
But I will finish.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on beauty. Beauty, you didn't do anything to deserve.
Well, but then by the same token, how much should Rosie be beaten up for being 240 pounds, maybe 275 pounds.
That's a lot of questions.
See, now my point is I feel like we give Angelina Jolie, or you fill in the blank, Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba is cut like Jessica Alba is cut. And I don't mean cut definition. I mean, I always refer to people as having a certain cut, a shape. If not, I believe people are born into a body shape. Now, you can blow that body shape out.
Right.
You can do just about anything to ruin a good thing if you take in enough chili fries, enough booze, enough heroin, enough fill in the blank.
God, you've been to Tommy Burgers in the Valley, haven't
you? Yes, you can ruin it. But we all know the guys that are walking around with the veins popping out of their calves that never played a sport in their life, and that's just because their dad had big calves. That same guy may be bald because their dad's hair fell out on their 23rd birthday. I don't think we should praise him for the calves or make fun of them for the baldness. Either way, it had nothing to do with them. No, I'm not saying you can't get on the juice and you can't hit the gym and you can't make some changes, but to alter your body dramatically, you either are going to have to talk to a plastic surgeon or you're going to have to talk to the guy that Danny spoke to 2 years ago at the Bally's in Hollywood and see if you can.
Bally's, it was not the Bally's.
See if you can get yourself a cycle of bull urine.
Right.
So,
close enough.
I don't feel. I feel like if you took. I feel
I'm
like.
That's not what it was.
Donald, and let's hear our Donald Trump stuff with Rosie. Either one. Or Rosie with Donald Trump, right?
You know what the funny thing was? When, like, I went to the mall, I went to Target, all of these plus-size women coming over to me with tears in their eyes, going, I love you. You're okay. And I'm like, I love you, and you're okay, too.
And
these people, it was like, he wounded millions of women by saying that I was fat.
Yeah, I think it's okay, or at least still okay. And I don't know if it'll be that way 20 years from now. I don't know if my kids will grow up in a world where it's okay to make fun of fat people. And I'm not really coming down one way or the other. I'm just saying if we can make fun of fat people, we should then be able to go back and just make do more Pollock jokes right. and things well, like that as well. I feel like fat people have received a certain amount of energy that used to be set aside for making fun of people with different religions right. and different skin colors. And now, since that's been let out, it's like I have to make fun of a certain amount of people a year. You've checked off 10 of them that used to be on my list. Sure. You've left one. That's one. Fatty.
That's all you have.
And I'm going after.
Of course you have, but is there a license to kill? Because in a lot of cases, you can, in fact, do something about it. Now, for mm-hmm. example, let's take Oprah, who has been up right. over 300 pounds mm-hmm. and is now a buck and a quarter. How about Kirstie Alley,
now, who was 300 off, pounds? I don't know that Oprah's ever been a buck and a quarter.
Buck and a quarter.
I'll give you a buck 65.
She was a size
that's
8 when she wheeled out the fat. Well, let me ask you this. Well, first, let me make a point. I don't think Rosie wants to be fat. I don't think anybody wants to be fat. I think there, some people eat compulsively the way some people drink or gamble or have sex compulsively.
Right.
I don't think they can stop. But we don't look at them and go, well
you're talking to a fat drunk who's neither anymore, so there's a hole in your theory.
Right. But do you have an empathy for somebody, say, who can't put down their drug of choice, which may happen to be food?
Actually, to be honest, no, I'm almost ruthless. I think they're
right.
punks. Yeah,
well, because you've managed to put it down. You were chubby.
No, because I think I was a big punk. I don't have any respect for what I was. I think I've gotten accolades. My whole life, people have patted me on the back for stopping doing things I shouldn't have been doing, rather than patting my wife on the back for doing what she should have always done her whole life.
No, interesting.
Nobody's a hero for doing the right thing their whole life. Me, I'm sleeping with groupies and doing 8 balls of blow and steroids in my butt, and I'm on TV, and I'm the worst example of humanity ever. And then one day I quit, and my MySpace blows up that I'm an American hero. That's inappropriate. It's wrong. I was a punk. I was a criminal, and I deserve no great praise at all. A school teacher.
Hear.
Praise some school teacher that didn't do any of that crap.
Well, I don't like school teachers either, but find somebody to praise.
You know what I mean? I'm just a fireman. I don't care. I'm a lion with big hands.
I'm going to take it a step further, which is I don't know that Rosie is capable of not being a big person.
Now, this is my point.
She can fluctuate. Well, no, your point was food as a drug.
Maybe she can't put it down.
I'm not talking about food. I mean, I bet if you saw pictures of Rosie when she was 3, she had a head the size of a jack-o'-lantern
yes.
and was big. And I bet if you saw pictures, I don't think there's anything Tommy Lee could do to get fat. I don't think Tommy Lee watches his diet. I think he probably eats like a day labor, boozes himself to sleep every night, and his only workout is beating the drums a couple times a week. He'll never be fat.
He's
and
that
I don't think Rosie will ever be thin, and I don't think it's genetically possible for her. Now, she can move within her own body type a little bit, and she can get down.
Right.
I don't think she's ever not going to be big, and this is kind of where my argument is with Trump. She had a head the size of the heads from Easter Island when she was 5, and I don't know that's ever going to change. I mean, a lot of people think, you know, they associate being overweight with being lazy,
right.
not being disciplined.
Right. Being a slob, as Trump would say.
I think the amount of discipline it would take Rosie to be thin would be 5 times as much as it would take your average person. Because most thin people aren't thin because they're disciplined. They're thin because they got a genetic hand dealt to them. All my buddies who have nice physiques didn't do much to deserve it. They had a nice hand dealt to them, and most of them, ironically, take advantage of it and eat worse oftentimes.
We talk about how much I work out on the show every now and again, but there are guys who look exactly, because I'm not a big man at all in the muscle range at all, the inches around and stuff. There are guys who look exactly like me and don't do anything. They were born that way. They look like that. That's just the way they look. I hate them and want them all dead in a fire.
Two of my best friends growing up were exactly that guy,
except for
look like you at 6'2
right.
and 215
and
pounds.
And 50 years old.
I'll tell you the most disconcerting thing about life in my life, the most disappointing thing in my entire life thus far.
Do you mean this? Because I want to settle down on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. I have led an athletic life.
Yes.
I started off by playing Pop Warner football when I was 7. I played football through till I was probably 19, a year in junior college, and football was at age seven, not hanging around and playing grab ass with other seven-year-olds. All the way through, football was driving sleds around, dragging car tires with a rope tied around your waist, wind sprints, weightlifting. I mean, football is basic training, essentially. Right. That's what you do. You drop and give 20 and then up on your feet for another lap. I went from that into boxing, which is, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and smack the heavy bag, and was a boxing instructor for a while. Probably skipped 2 million ropes, probably punched a heavy bag 500,000 million times. And yet, I have a buddy known as DeWeeze. He's a little smaller in stature, kind of goes to Keith Partridge build.
Okay.
But I'm 42, and he's 42, and the Wheeze doesn't own a pair of tennis shoes. He is one of these guys, and you run into him every once in a while, that never put on a pair of shorts, never strapped on a pair of cleats, never put on a pair of running shoes, never did anything but eat fast food, hang out, and do occasional B-load. If I take my shirt off right now, at age 42, if we both strip down to our underpants, and my buddy, the Wee, stripped down to his underpants, you would not know which one of us had a lifetime of a gridiron glory that then went into the boxing ring versus the guy who did a B-load and went over to Carney's.
See, that is sad.
That is a very sad thing. Now, I'm more coordinated than he is.
Fine.
I'm probably stronger and have better endurance than he does, and I can, in fact, punch the heavy bag or throw the football, and he can't, but you couldn't tell from looking at us. That is a very sad state of affairs.
I would imagine, and this is changing the subject just for a brief second, I'll get right back to it. I would imagine you could punch a guy if you needed to.
Yes.
And you're a big man.
I'd like to punch him after.
There is a certain level, to me anyway, and I don't do it because it's very expensive, but there's a certain level of comfort with really knowing exactly how to hit a guy. If your friend the Wheeze doesn't have, you know he spends time afraid that you don't.
Well,
that when he's walking to his car in some grocery store some night and it's all way over in the corner, that he's looking around in his keys and you're marching to your car hoping some poor bastard doesn't get hurt being stupid.
Yeah, it is. It's peace of mind, yeah. But tell that to the mirror when you're in your underpants next to your buddy the Wheeze.
And you didn't even mention Ray. Ray looks like he does nothing but lift weights night and day.
I happen to have the misfortune of growing up with two best friends who were genetic phenoms. Ugh. My buddy Chris and my buddy Ray. And there's nothing worse when you're coming into manhood and you're starting to get those hormones and guys start becoming competitive. It's basically the same things you see the mountain rams doing. You got the alpha male over here. You got the young bucks clashing antlers trying to vie for the attention of the females. This is what happens when you're about 16, 17 years old. You start looking in the mirror. You start being threatened by other guys. You start wondering if you could take them. My buddy Chris and my buddy Ray, and I'm not using any exaggeration, they're both 6'2", they're both a natural 210, and they're both shredded, and neither of them have ever done anything to deserve it.
And Ray picked me up at the Playboy Mansion like I was just a sack of feathers and threw me over his shoulder and threw me in the grotto.
He was nude at the time.
Yeah, that happened.
I agree.
Prepare to be grottoed by a 5'6" guy, though.
Oh, no.
Your hair will still be dragging on the ground.
You can do that, and Ray will probably be there, and he'll pick up both of you and throw both of you in. And the guy's built like a Greek god, and him and my buddy Chris, just picture this. Imagine you working out, pumping iron, working your ass off, trying to make the football team, and you're in the middle, and your buddy to the right and your buddy to the left are having to argue with people who don't believe they don't work out.
Right.
They are saying, no, I do not lift weights, and people are yelling, get out of town.
Right. I've seen it.
You're high. I can see your arms from here. You're definitely pumping iron. Meanwhile, the guy in the middle is having to try to convince these people he is working out.
7 years old, he's got a rope around his waist and a tire behind him.
Right.
I think you'll care about this momentarily in a world of sadness, because I've had a weight problem my whole life. This is all new, like not being fat.
You were chubby, or I wouldn't say Well, a little bit chubby during the Partridge Family.
We did the first year. When I came back, I was fat.
Because all the food around the set
and
everything?
I guess. I don't really know. Because I was fat. Probably like 30 pounds fatter from 10 to 11. And, you know, they say that kids can be mean. Well, not to the kid with the cash for the candy. Nobody bothered to tell me I was fat.
Right.
And I went back for season two of the Partridge Family, and they all flipped out, and the third episode was called Danny Goes on a Diet. And it was about me being too ashamed to go to my girlfriend's pool party because I was fat.
Aww.
And I had no idea I was fat. And then I had boobs, and they showed me running to the pool to get her, and I'm in slow motion, like Baywatch, my boobs, I'm 11, and my boobs are jumping up and down. It was a horrifying way to find out you're fat.
Well, that brings us to another question is, what do you do if your kids start packing on the pounds?
I wonder about that.
Oh, that's got to be horrible.
I'm going to essentially try to not shame the kid to send them into a food-based spiral, but I will say to the boy or the girl, and it's going to be the boy because he's already a melon head, I'm gonna say a little Santino. No, don't get on Daddy's lap. You crush his femur. But pull up your wind up beanie and your striped shirt there, right next to Pops. And let me tell you this: I'm gonna love you. I'll always love you. But society is not.
No.
Society is going to be cruel to you. And
there's stats. They make less money. Fat people make less
Because I'm
money.
Interested in you making a better paycheck and getting laid on occasion and not crying yourself to sleep into a bucket of Haagen-Dazs every night, I am going to get involved with this because I love you and I realize how cruel society
can be. That's a nice way of putting it.
I will do what you'll do is getting involved in the trying to make sure that they stay fit, but two, I will also make sure my kid gets laid.
Uncle,
let me tell you something.
I'm not letting that go, by the way.
I think you guys will agree it's a lot tougher to be a chubby girl than
yes.
a chubby boy.
Well,
I think yes. I'm going to go yes.
I would say it's, when you're 9, maybe it's a push because even though you're female, the whole sexuality part hasn't come into blossom just yet, and guys will call other guys fat, no problem. Oh, but when you get to high school and it starts coming time to choose a date for the prom and things like that, yes, being the fat guy can just go put the shot over on the track team or play nose tackle on the football team and get away with it.
A billion things. First of all, I think God hates you, and I don't know why God hates you.
Me personally?
Women in general. Because I think acne for young boys growing up is bad and probably just as bad as for women. But if it goes on, women are beauty factors of more importance, right? But then, he just stacks on periods and cramps and birth and menopause. It's my God, what is he going to cut you some slack? He gave you one extra rib and you have to do all this for it?
Well, I don't want to argue with you or God, but if we're his favorite...
One in the same, buddy.
If we're his favorite son, why is he putting us in the ground 8 years earlier?
That's true, okay?
You don't get to wear heels.
See, that makes up for a maxi pad and a me day. All right. We need to take... We need to take ourselves a break. You start to sound like Phyllis Diller when you laugh, Danny.
Don't make me laugh that hard. A normal laugh still sounds normal. That was a cackle.
Thanks, buddy. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to unveil a little something called Happy Hour. That's drunk stories. I got a few. Danny's got a few. T's got a couple of few. That's
for
damn sure.
A very recent one.
We also have tickets for you to come see us at the Playboy Mansion on the 18th and get drunk with us. So you call in 866-901-ADAM. You tell us the best drunken story you got. And look, I don't care if you make it up. If we can't detect it, we have a pretty sensitive BS meter. But if none of us can detect it, then so be it. We'll see you at the mansion. 866-901-ADAM. We'll tell you yours. You tell us ours after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Alright, so it's guys' night out, and you don't want to go dancing or sit there watching some chick flick. You want a night of blood, sweat, and missing teeth.
Well, that's hockey. L.A. Kings hockey. And 97.1 Free FM wants to hook you and a buddy up with our L.A. Kings hockey night out. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Kings Sharks game Thursday night, along with two free nachos and two drinks. To win, just go to our contest page at 971freefm.com and register. Then we pick a name, and somebody's really happy. Hopefully you. This whole deal is power played by the L.A. Kings and 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
It's Danny Bonaducci for Best Funding. You know, you shouldn't have to pay more for home loan for a refi just because you don't have good credit. This is so cool. I spent the day with this guy yesterday because I was talking about how good this commercial is because he references the Better Business Bureau in it, and you'll see almost no businesses do that. They've got to be really proud. His name's Fernando Perez. He founded Best Funding in 1992 and has an impeccable record with the Better Business Bureau. Hey, with all that bait and switch stuff going on, don't get tricked into doing stuff. Get tricked out of your money. Go with people you can trust, like my new pal, Fernando Perez. And listen, you're not going to be jerked around because they practice responsible lending. Here's something Fernando told me yesterday. Did you know everybody that works for him owns their own home? Everyone owns their own home, so they know exactly what it's like. This means more money in your pocket within 12 days without all those hassles. Here's what I want you to do. Call 1-888-549-1010. That's 1-888-549-1010. Tell him Danny sent ya.
Inspired by true events.
This kid has been kidnapped.
Stolen boy. That's hot.
In November 1999, in suburban Los Angeles, Johnny Truelove and his friends kidnapped 15-year-old Zach Mazursky as a prank.
He was wearing a blue sweatshirt and his grandfather's ring.
Alpha Dog is the story of what happened next.
All right, give me a sign.
You can't just take a kid and have no one notice.
That's what I told you.
Maxim calls Alpha Dog riveting.
Cops pick you up, you're doing life.
I'm not going to prison.
It starts the year off with a bang.
There's a missing person poster on every street corner. You come clean now.
Alpha Dog is a fiercely original shocker.
If I were to offer you $2,500 to kill the kid.
Kill him?
That's a joke, right?
This movie is on fire. Ben Foster, Sean Hattasy, Emile Hirsch, Sharon Stone, Justin Timberlake, and Bruce Willis. Alpha Dog. Directed by Nick Cassavetes. Rated R for pervasive drug use and language, strong violence, sexuality, and nudity. In theaters Friday.
Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Somehow, you made it through the holidays. You pasted a smile on your face, even though you've been finding it harder than usual to get up and just get through every day. If you're like one in five Americans who are living with depression, you don't have a lot of hope that you're heading for a happy new year. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, you're not eating right, or finding that nothing really interests you. You need to know that depression is a real condition that may not go away without treatment. If you feel like this new year is likely to bring more of the same, PRI is conducting a new depression research medication study that you might qualify for and benefit from. If you do, you'll receive a comprehensive evaluation, visits with professionals, and study medication, all at no cost. You may also be compensated for each office visit, plus receive complimentary aftercare. Make your New Year's resolution to call and find out more about depression and your options. Call PRI now, 888-PRI-HOPE, for a confidential consultation. 888-PRI-HOPE. PRI-HOPE.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
I don't know about you, but I like it when someone suddenly decides to give me extra money. It makes me happy, which is how I feel now that California refund value has gone up. See, when you bring your bottles and cans to a recycling center, you get more money. 5 cents for the small ones and 10 cents for the big ones. Call me greedy, but I like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Do you recycle your bottles and cans? I never did either until I heard the news. California Refund Value has gone up. That means when I bring my bottles and cans to a recycling center, I get more money than ever. 5 cents for smaller ones and 10 cents for the big ones. So now, I'm a recycler. Because I can't pass up money like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Tomorrow.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is coming to A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? You know what I do.
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on E&E premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
Toyota owners, your Southern California Toyota dealer has two tickets to Mountain High waiting for you with any service of at least $69.99. Visit toyotaownersonline.com for details.
Hun?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We switched to TurboTax this year.
Yep, and it's so easy. You just answer simple questions and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
It also checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
TurboTax found ones I didn't even think of.
Huh. Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Yeah, well, they're hard to overlook.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Teresa Strasser, Danny Bonaducci, and Adam Carolla are all world-class drinkers, and they've got some stories. We want to hear yours, too. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's happy hour on the Adam Carolla Show.
We will hear your stories. We'll decide which is the best, and that best story, we will see them and their drunken-ass spouse or significant other or drinking buddy at the Playboy Mansion coming up a week from this Thursday, January 18th. Trump's going to be there. Trump Jr., Ivanka's going to be there. All the Trumps. Kimmel, David Allen, Greer, my favorite, as well, is going to be there. So, quickly, let's start with you, Teresa. You got a good drunken story for us?
Well, just a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. I went on my first and possibly last MySpace date,
mm-hmm.
had five Jamesons, and then decided that we should go to Vegas and get married, got as far as Ontario, sobered up, came home.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
You ever vomited because you were drunk?
Yeah, when you know, but I can drink. I'm a pretty mm-hmm. good drinker, mm-hmm. you know, because I sip.
Yeah. I remember once when I told Dr. Drew, who's an addiction medicine specialist, that I've probably thrown up, I don't know, somewhere between the low 30s and the mid 50s from boozing, half at my own hand, literally.
Yeah, she could drink more.
Bed is spinning, yeah. And I got to work tomorrow, oh, yeah. Right. Kind of thing. He was appalled.
That is wow. a lot.
Yeah.
I know. I have to start off really small because we will build up because okay. I happen to believe in this show and I think we're going to be here 10 years from now, and that's when I'm going to start telling you stories about when people started dying.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start off really slow. I was pitching a show called The Cultural History of Pain to A&E,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to fly around the world and do everything every tribal person did, including getting branded by the Maasai warriors, everything that anybody did. I wanted to show that Americans could tolerate and see, did you learn anything spiritual, blah, blah, mm-hmm. and they said, you're a nut, get out of my office.
We're going to weave this into Stretch and the Monkey, by the way.
And so one of them, the one that gave me the idea, was on the Philippines, on Easter, these villagers crucify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I wanted mine to start. And that's uh-huh. when they said, get out of my office.
Right.
So I got all wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to my neighbor's air gun that shot nails and threw it down on a 2x4 and went, pow!
Right through the top right. of your hand.
Wow.
It won't heal. That's the one that's forever.
That's, hold on. As an ex-carpenter, yeah, show me the scar on the top of his hand. Yeah. Oh, we might as well embellish. And the neighbors here with the nail gun. How are you, Ryan? The point is, as a carpenter, 16 penny or 8 penny?
You know what? I don't know. Here's what I know was the big problem. Mm. It didn't go all the way through the 2x4, and it planted itself further down into my skin than I thought it would. It went in, the head.
Got adjust
so there was
the pressure.
No way to pull it out.
Yes.
Because it was in. But it also didn't come out the other side of the board, so there was no way to pound it out.
Yeah.
So we cut it, and then I went to the hospital with it nailed to my hand and explained to them while wasted I had done it on purpose for a television show that didn't exist.
There is that thing where if you get a piece of rebar through your skull or you impale yourself on a sprinkler, you have to just cut it off and go to the hospital.
That's exactly what we did.
With whatever hanging out of you. My impulse would be much like the crocodile hunter, just to yank that barb right out. Right. I don't blame him for it.
Yeah, you do more harm, usually, they say.
Yeah, on the way out. Well, I'm going to go with an 8-penny nail, because the 8-penny nail goes about 2 1/4, 2 3/8.
It had a .22 cartridge is what shot it. It looked like a bullet. Oh. So shot it.
Oh, you shot yourself with a powder-actuated pin driver.
A gun gun. It would go, if a I ramset. Shot the nail at you right now, it'd shoot in your chest.
Yeah, we don't call those nail guns. In the that would be... What he used is a powder-actuated pin driver.
Yeah, with a bullet in it.
It is, you put a cartridge in it, and you fire it into concrete.
Yeah.
It's the one where you yell, headache, and then you fire the thing into the concrete, not the one that's powered by the air compressor.
That was a bang, and then the shell came out.
Oh.
I just emotionally hurt myself.
Yeah, can I just tell you right now?
My scrotum
hurts. It's going to be a long career together, kids, because that's nothing.
That's nothing? Because I got to tell you,
there was a lot of time I hated myself.
I'm squeamish.
And I can take a lot.
All right. Well, my story's not nearly as self-destructive.
Sorry, I started small, kid.
What'd you do?
I went to, I have many, but I'll just start with the one I don't believe I've ever really told on the radio, which was once a year, I had a couple of friends that went to Cal. My smarter friends who grew up in the hills. Two of them went to Cal Berkeley. They were in a fraternity, and they would have a Viking party once a year. And I would drive out to this Viking party, and I had a Viking helmet, and it said Tobar on it, and I had a leather vest. Actually, I'd actually fashioned my Viking outfit out of a burlap sack that I borrowed from my construction boss, cut two armholes and a head hole in it, and tied a rope around it for a waist. And much like Halloween, when you're dressed up as Conan the Barbarian, you tend to do more barbarian-esque activities, more dragging chicks by the hair and
pillaging.
More boozing, more pillaging. I did way too many calls of drink from your helmet.
Yes.
And much too much of the Everclear mixed with the high C that just got me lit out of my mind. And all I know is two things. One is couple things. The three events. One event was kicking open a bathroom door, throwing someone off of a toilet and heaving into
nice,
the toilet.
Nice.
The other
was
one,
a girl or a guy?
Don't recall. Okay. There was nothing. There was nothing. There was no present in the toilet for me, so I'm going to go with the girl.
Okay.
Other event was trying to, for some reason, and it's one of those drunken things. At a certain point, I realized that Tobar had had his fill and needed to crash. I was at a frat house. They had a room called the Six Pack. That's where six guys slept, two triple bunks.
Right.
Tobar decided he needed the top bunk, even though there was no one else in the room.
Sure.
That's one of those drunken moves. So on the way to try to get up to the third Three Stooges bunk, lost a footing with a muckluck and fell back into someone's computer table and destroyed, you know, printer. That was back when computers and printers and things were the size of a small car. Everything went flying. And then reports later on.
Because I get those reports. About
reports the following day of somebody on a neighboring frat house's lawn with a chick named Tobar going to town doing, I don't know how much damage I was capable of doing with in the state I was in. But it was Berkeley. It was winter. It was, you know, 37 degrees and practically raining outside, and I was on someone's dirt lot.
Can I offer this?
Yes.
The Viking suit and driving the car to the frat party beats my nail gun to that. I'd rather nail my scrotum to something than dress up like a Viking calling myself Tobar and driving 40 miles to yell more drinking from the helmet.
The drive
mine
was...
Mine took a split second of bad decision. You're a whole thought.
Mine was a 9-hour drive home thinking about what Tobar had done the day before as
mine
well.
In the blink of an eye, I went, wow, this was stupid.
All right. Well, we're running woefully short on time. Angela fought and brought drugs over the border, passed out and missed concert, peed in pants, drunk, hit boyfriend with a shoe and went to jail. Sounds good. Flora?
Yes?
How's your sister Fauna?
By the way, you can have that one.
You can have that one.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, Flora. Flora, has anyone made
she
the Flora and Fauna joke about your sister before?
About my sister?
Right.
Okay, time has passed.
Let me say something.
Do you know what Fauna is?
I feel like the decree, take more phone calls, is something I hear echoing in my brain when I'm asleep at night, but yet almost certain disappointment whenever I do go to the phone.
I know, but this is a self-selected group of people with drunk stories.
All right, Flora.
And we can make this happen faster if we want it.
You're right. Here we go.
Flora, there's 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready with your story, yes or no?
Hit it.
Yes.
Go.
Hi, well, we went to a concert, me and my boyfriend, and I got so drunk in the concert. When on our way home, we were fighting and arguing, and now when we got home, we got kind of physical.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit him with my stiletto heel
mm-hmm.
in the head, so he would let me go, and he started bleeding. Mm-hmm. His mom woke up and saw him bleeding, freaked out, called the cops, or slapped me around first, and mm-hmm. then called the cops on me. When the cops got there, they arrested me because it was assault with a deadly weapon.
Uh-huh. 30 seconds to the mode, right there, the whole story.
And a new leader in the clubhouse for definitely not a Jew.
Yeah. Now, who else has got some
the
story?
The guy was living with his mom.
No, that she got that done in 30 seconds. That's all I cared about.
I'm going Hispanic on this one. Do you guys have kids? Are you still together?
Yes, we still are. We do have one child.
All right.
Wow.
Please try not to ruin that child any more than you have already.
And when I went to jail, they let me go in with my stiletto pumps. So I was there for 5 days.
You're in the joint for 5 days?
Yeah, because I hit the weekend and Saturday.
Yeah. What happened? If you don't make night court Friday, they roll you, at least in L.A., they roll you down to county, and then you don't get to court until Monday night.
Mm. Bad timing, but all could have been avoided if you didn't attack your boyfriend with a shoe.
Yeah, but it sounded like he had it coming.
Well, now, let's see. Not a bad story, but I don't feel like seeing Flora harsh in my mail
what
on
about,
Thursday
who do you
night.
Want to see? Angela?
I want to hear people have snuck drugs over the board and see if they did anything differently than I did.
Angela?
Yes.
You snuck drugs over the border?
Yes, and I actually have to make this really quick because I'm at work right now.
Please.
Good. Right. We have to make it quick because we're at work right now.
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you do it?
You want to get back to those third graders?
What'd you get? What drugs? Come on, quick. Let's go.
It was Valium.
Valium? What border? Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah, it's anyone right
and here. I stuck it up where the sun don't shine. And
wait, the front or the back?
The front.
You actually put it inside you?
Yeah.
They have a word for that. It's called crotching it.
They also have another word for customs, ladies and gentlemen.
It was my first time over the border, so I was really scared. Mm-hmm.
They don't care about anything that fits in your pockets.
Yeah.
I have never once been told to empty my pockets. I've been told to open
that.
My trunk.
It wasn't her pockets.
She
was emptying.
My pockets. I know, but I filled my pockets with everything you can imagine, and nobody cares.
When you said open your trunk, I thought it meant your teeth.
But, Angela, was your vagina really relaxed?
When I put it up there, yes, it was. But during the drive, it was so painful. But I was
my gynecologist said to think of a Crown Royal. So.
But you should have just pulled over before the agricultural spot and pulled them out of there.
Angela.
Yes.
Good news?
Yes.
Even though your vagina is the size of a hula hoop, you're in.
Yes.
You're going
you're going to the Playboy Mansion.
Playboy Mansion, excellent.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. I totally scream right now because I wouldn't get fired.
I like the cut of your jib, lady.
I do, too.
Yeah, do you ever take Xanax instead of Valium? Because I have hundreds of those on the bring you.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Would you eat one that had been up there?
Was up there.
You mean without the casing?
Yeah.
No, because it'd be dissolved.
Did you do this for a man?
No, I did it for my girlfriend and I.
Oh.
You know why I did it?
Lesbian partner.
I did it to quit drinking. This was years, years, years ago. I went down there and I got 300 Valium in hopes that I could quit drinking. Every time I get a shake or one drink, I take a Valium. Mm. And I'm getting up to the border, and you know that they actually sell beer standing in this line. And I go, I'm getting really nervous. So for my quitting drinking, I haven't even made it to the border yet, and I take a Valium with a beer right before I talk to the guy.
Yeah, Mexico's great. I feel like they'll sell just about anyone a beer who's in a line longer than three people. You go down the DMV and you crack a beer. Guy comes by, sells you some chiclets.
They have
and some
a DMV.
Yeah, that's a good point. It probably
the V
does.
For Valium.
We need to take ourselves a break. When we come back, we are going to speak to a flu expert. Everyone I know is sick, and including people in this booth. And I want to talk to someone who knows what to do, what not to do. Should you be using that Purell? Should you even be shaking hands? Should we spray things down with Lysol when we're done with them? What about the flu shot? What if you're healthy? What if you're young? Should you get that? She's an expert. We'll talk to her next.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Ooh, Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Hey, this is Dawson.
And producer Angie.
From the Adam Carolla Show. Angie and I are going to be partying.
And skiing.
Partying. In beautiful Lake Tahoe, February 23rd to the 25th. And if you get to AdamCarolla.com, they're hooking our listeners up with a 25% discount on rooms at Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. Harrah's has everything from double black diamonds to blackjack, poker, and all your favorite slots.
I like craps.
Yeah, me too, but that's usually the day after the party. Powered by Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. For cool days and hot nights, Tahoe is a place to ski this season. And 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Did you know that all drunk driving convictions now stay on your record for 10 years? That's right, 10 years. This is Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman. It seems like each year the drunk driving laws get tougher. With the way our laws are going, people need us now more than ever. If you drink and drive, the police will be looking to arrest you for drunk driving. That's why it's the right thing to do to call us if you, a loved one, or a friend is arrested for DUI. We can help save your assets, your driver's license, your job, your freedom, and your reputation. These days, with so much at stake, you need to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your friends. So call me, Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman, toll free at 888-4-TOP-GUN. If you, a loved one, or a friend is arrested for DUI, that's 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888-4-T-O-P-G-U-N. Because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade. A landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
American Shopper. Oh, I watched the show. I used to watch it on Discovery. Now I watch it on TLC. Well, not just yet. Coming up this Thursday, January 18th, 9 o'clock, TLC. New home, new time, new everything. Same old horrible attitude. You think your family's dysfunctional? Where do you see these guys going at it? But they build a beautiful chopper. Saturday, they're doing an event by invitation only. Celebrities, media, whole bit going to be there. Hosted by TLC and the first family of bikers. That is the Tuttle family. They're going to be there as well. They're doing a fun ride. They're getting on their hogs. They're going to end up at the House of Blues, and you can be there too. Just listen to Conway and Whitman tonight. You phone in. I think they have like 20... Oh, only 10 winners. Well, I guess 10 people must have won since the last time I talked about this. They're giving away tickets. Conway and Whitman tonight, the Tuttles, American Chopper this Saturday, and then, of course, TLC, 9 o'clock, starting on January 18th.
97.1 KLSX, free FM.
Lexus presents a reading of the Declaration of Independence in 5.3 seconds.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which connected them with
another. How about Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries in 5.3 seconds? Well, it seems 5.3 seconds isn't much time for Wagner or American history. But for the IS350 from Lexus, it's plenty. You'll go from a complete standstill to 60 miles per hour in a blistering 5.3 seconds. Of course, you might want to take your time savoring the finer things about the IS, such as its 18-inch aluminum alloy wheels and its powerful 306-horsepower engine. Of course, if you'd like to take just 5.3 seconds, that's fine. The IS350 was built for speed, unlike, say, a chess tournament.
Chick meat.
The 2007 IS350 from Lexus. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Ratings achieved using premium fuel. 18-inch tires may last less than 15,000 miles.
If you're paying a single dime of closing when you refinance your home or purchasing a new one, it's too much. Whether you want to pull cash out, consolidate high-rate credit cards, or exchange a high payment for a lower one, call Lennox Financial at 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-945-4105.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Man, these new cinnamon melts from McDonald's are good.
Way better than cinnamon rolls.
All center, just the warm, gooey, frosted part of the cinnamon roll.
Mmm. The best part.
With premium roast coffee? Unbelievable.
That's right. Arabica beans.
Oh, yeah. Best kind I know of.
Oh, man. Don't you know what this means?
What?
People aren't going to want regular stuff anymore.
Oh, they'll only want the best.
That's the best part of the cinnamon roll.
The best kind of coffee beans?
But think about it. Sports will be all highlights.
Movies will be like trailers.
CDs? Just the hits.
New cinnamon melts are a sweet new taste at McDonald's. It's just the centers of a cinnamon roll, where the warm icing and cinnamon reach their peak of gooey goodness. Paired with a rich, full cup of premium roast coffee, breakfast, snacking, and dessert will never be the same.
Man, this cinnamon melt premium roast coffee thing's going to be big.
Oh, huge.
Available all day long at participating McDonald's.
Wake up with McDonald's and their eye-opening sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Fluffy egg, melted cheese, and savory sausage. Stacked on a toasted English muffin. Now two for just $3. Only at McDonald's.
Next Thursday night, the Adam Carolla Show is broadcasting live from the Playboy Mansion.
The women lured in the men.
With special guests Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. Plus Jimmy Kimmel.
I am in the grotto right now, and there is a man committing a sex act on a woman in a fishnet stocking.
Hugh Hefner and the girls next door.
Can't remember when I've had this much fun sitting up.
And David Alan Greer.
Bring it on, baby.
Big thanks to NBC's The Apprentice Los Angeles.
Push the alcohol.
And Miller Lite. Listen all this week to win your way in. Now back to Adam, Teresa, and Danny on the Adam Carolla Show.
We are going to talk the flu because it seems like everybody I know is sick with the exception of moi.
I've got the flu sick. Or something.
Yeah.
But I was so terrified with the going to Chicago where it was 20 degrees and then starting my job here the next day because my throat was hurting. I didn't know it was the nodules. I've been in such panic about getting sick this early on in my new show, you know, with you guys.
I don't know if cold or how much cold has to do with it.
Me either.
Brendane Phillips does. Brendane, should we call you?
Yes, that's right.
Tell us your qualifications quickly.
Well, I had breast cancer, and I used all alternative treatments. I was told I'd be dead in 5 years if I didn't. Well, 9 years later, I'm still here. And I came up with a bunch of folk remedies for the flu because my daughter was allergic to red dye and couldn't take half of the cold medicine out there.
Oh, so you have no qualifications. I thought we were going to talk to a doctor.
Basically, you're a witch.
I don't think she does. What kind of folk remedies do you have?
What do you know about the flu? Are you an expert?
I am an expert. I've been researching it for over 10 years.
All right. Well, good. Why don't we start with the cold question? Does the cold weather have anything to do with it?
It absolutely does.
It does?
Yes, your body.
I thought it doesn't.
Hold on a second.
I've
heard from every expert that it doesn't.
Germs cause the flu.
Yeah.
And not cold.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I suppose what we can do here is a fun thing. We'll ask a couple more questions, and then if she's completely discredited, then we'll just humiliate her.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. So why does the cold have something to do with it?
Your body has to work on maintaining an internal temperature of 98.6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have cold weather out there, it has to work harder to maintain that temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's working hard to maintain your body temperature, it can't work on other things like viruses that come in.
Ah.
All right.
Well, it kind of puts your body over the top.
How about, vitamin C?
Does that help?
Yes. What vitamin C in conjunction with calcium will strengthen your cell walls. The way a virus gets into your body is it penetrates your very own cells and uses the RNA to multiply. And if it can't penetrate the cells because you took vitamin C and calcium, then it's not going to be able to multiply as quickly and your body will be able to step up producing antibodies.
So one should be taking a lot of vitamin C and calcium during this part of the year or all year round?
Just mainly this part of the year. It's good all year round, but you really need to beef it up during the winter.
What about the new craze that is sweeping the nation, say, for the last 5 years, I guess, when I became aware of it, is the zinc
Mm-hmm.
And the lozenges, the zinc lozenges.
Yeah.
And they actually seemed, and they even made the claim that they would cut the time in half of your sickness. Any truth to that?
That's correct, because zinc helps your body metabolize sugar. Sugar will make your cell walls thinner and allow the virus to penetrate. Well, if you have zinc that works on your body's blood sugar level, then it will reduce your sugar, which will reduce the damage on your cells. So
what is
we're
speaking to Brendane Phillips, a expert in the flu, and what is the best way not to catch the flu? And then, second question, why do some people seem to be more susceptible to it? People that seem healthy and normal in every other way seem to get sick more often than other people.
And third, have you ever gotten really drunk and snuck something over the border in Mexico?
You ever keistered anything?
Okay, first of all,
some Valium.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do to prevent the flu is make sure you're not stressed. Meditate, try to reduce stress through exercise, and feed your body alkalining foods, foods that are not sugar producing and acid-producing foods.
So you're saying stress makes you vulnerable?
Very vulnerable.
And what about the sort of nuts and bolts stuff about sharing hand towels and things like that?
Well, that you don't want to be susceptible to exposure. So reducing exposure is always a good thing. And one thing you can do that you can find on your grocery store shelf is peppermint oil.
Yeah.
And put it on your hand, and it will actually kill it.
Hold on, I'm having problems now because Bren reminds me of my mom. One of these people that's going to, you know, stop the roaches by taking chalk and making an outline around the dog dish when you could either use your slipper or a nice can of Raid.
Did I yesterday mention the name Bruja, get a Mexican witch on the phone that will know all these remedies?
You got your wish, buddy.
There you go.
All I'm saying is there are these people, we have things that work. They're poisons, they're drugs,
right.
They're made by the man, and I know a lot of folks don't like stuff that comes from the man, but
Pfizer rocks the house.
They do, and their ass works, and every time someone tells me to take a little herbal nightcap and some chamomile tea, I couldn't tell if I took a couple of aspirin and drank some stream water, but you give me some nice over-the-counter sleeping pills or under-the-counter sleeping, and I'm going down like a rock.
Like a rock.
Well, what about antibiotics? I'm on some of those.
Before?
Does Brendane care about those?
Brendane, what about antibiotics?
Antibiotics will help kill a secondary bacterial infection. Most people that die of flu are flu-related bacterial infections. 2,000 die of the flu and 33,000 die of the bacterial infection.
Well, how about the flu shot then? We know the elderly should get it and people that have certain existing conditions, but what about healthy?
Sure,
yeah, what if you're me?
If I was you, I would forgo the flu shot because actually getting the flu can make more antibodies for you as long as you control the symptoms using those nice herbal remedies that your mom would tell you about.
Mm.
It will help your body deal with the symptoms, and you don't have to get the full blown out vomiting and diarrhea.
Can we move forward?
If you use the vitamin C.
I have a serious question. Mm. Is it good or bad to exercise when you're sick?
It is bad because you're putting extra stress on your body, and when you exercise, it also oxidates the cells and causes trash cells that the virus can use to multiply. Mm. How would I know
that?
Yeah,
let me ask my mom. the question. Mom, what do you think? Should I take the herbal remedy?
How can you possibly expect me to answer that?
Well,
Brendane does sound a little like your mom.
I know. They all sound the
How
same.
We all love our mom.
That's right. That, by the way, is my mom when we asked her trivia questions about the show.
That was we asked her Adam's middle name.
No.
Wasn't aware.
I think we asked her who intern Geron was and a few other ones like that. Let's see. We have Glenn on line one, who's
a doctor
that says zinc does not help. I'm down with Bren to a certain point, which is I think the people I know who use the most Purell, who open the bathroom door with their foot because they're scared to touch the handle,
I do,
all those people seem to get sick more than me who eat stuff off the floor or out of the dog's bowl.
I'm not scared. Certain things gross me out. Like,
right.
If I dropped a piece of bologna on the floor right now and I was hungry, I'd just scarf it. Wouldn't even think twice about it. I don't think about getting sick from that kind of stuff.
Right.
But there are, you know, I've been known to use the bathroom at a narco station, and I'm opening that door with a paper towel. That's all there is to
all
it.
Right.
But that's not to not get sick.
But the bathroom here at work.
No, no problem. Just
about oh, okay.
Doesn't matter. No, I'm not that guy.
Because I would argue that when it was, I didn't have a problem with touching the handle of the bathroom door until I knew your whiz foot opened it last. And now I have a problem because I'm getting the whiz that was formerly on your loafer now on the handle where the human beings reside.
They're also flushing with their feet.
That's right. Yeah. I do figure, Brent, I feel that in my children and their children will eventually just start doing everything with their feet. I know guys who flush the handle with their feet. They become quite down. They're like Chinese acrobats, peeling a banana, pleasuring a woman. I know guys, they go into the bathroom, they flush the toilet with their foot, they open the door with their foot. Eventually, they're going to be shaving. I'm not saying
wiping.
They will, but their children are going to be operating computers, shaving, and wiping with their feet.
Did you ever see that blind dude that played guitar for the Pope and he's got no arms?
That's the guy I'm talking about. Yes. All right, I'm growing weary, Bren. But right. I will say goodbye to you because I have dignity.
Thank you very much, Bren.
Thank you, Bren.
Thank you, Bren.
Well, thank you so much.
Really helpful.
I agree with 50 to 55% of what you're saying. Yes.
Because I thought you should exercise and sweat it out. And she said no.
Well, ultimately, not being stressed and eating right is probably going to save you from many ailments that life presents.
Yes, and don't kiss a MySpace guy that tells you he's coming down with something.
On the other hand, if I get jacked up, give me a couple of nice shots of NyQuil. I don't want any of that Eye of Newt or any of that crap. I want a shot of NyQuil.
Same.
I want it to all go away.
I can't do it, and I don't mean because it's 25% alcohol, which makes it 50 proof.
Right.
You know, I'm not that kind of alcoholic. If it was the medicine my doctor told me to take, I would take it. I'm not like one of those freaks about anything like that. Out of all the drugs I've taken, and I've taken mountains of them, the next day I cannot function on NyQuil.
That's
really?
Why I like
I'm in
it.
A haze like you can't believe.
I love it. I like it, and I like it so much. And I don't pour it into the little sippy cup.
No,
either.
Right out of the bottle.
Right out of the bottle.
If the people who make NyQuil are listening, please put it in a cider jug.
Yes.
So I can put my forefinger through it, slide it over my shoulder, and just I'm on X's on it and a cork.
All right.
And I'm just going to drink that right out of the old jug.
If you insist, you know how I drink because I hate the taste of alcohol. So this is how I would drink. I'd open up a fifth, and I'd chug, and as I chug, I'd count to 20. And when I had done 20 chugs, I'd put it down, and you just feel it come on, and you get drunker and drunker for the next hour or two and not have to drink any more alcohol.
I miss it. I want a NyQuil shot right now.
I do, too. I don't believe in suffering. I believe guzzle a little NyQuil, half an Ambien, a little brandy in your hot toddy.
Your people have suffered enough, Teresa.
3,000 years of it.
What's coming up in the news, by the way?
Sex.
Sorry, but we are woefully out of time. Tease the news, and we'll hop off to a break.
Who is the most annoying celebrity of 2006?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you when we come back.
We'll do that right after this.
Hey, there's more Adam on the way. Plus Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
Crank.
My name is Chip Chelios. And today's the day that I die.
Own it now on DVD and Blu-ray.
I've got 1 hour to settle a score.
Your whole crew is history.
Say goodbye to my girl.
What's the matter with you?
And go out with a little style.
The critics rave. Crank is a hardcore action classic. It tears up the screen like a muscle car on fire. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Crank. Rated R. Own it now on DVD and Blu-ray.
All new on CBS, you've seen celebrities sing and dance, but you've never seen them...
Please step out of the vehicle!
Bust criminals.
There's crack. Oh, wow.
Real stars will train to be real police officers.
Fire!
They'll carry real guns and go on real calls.
This is the real thing.
No kidding.
Awesome.
Armed and Famous, a new reality show premiering Wednesday, 8, 7 Central, only on CBS. Followed by new episodes of Criminal Minds and CSI New York.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-48-GO-WIN. That's 877-48-GO-WIN. For the time of your life, 877-48-GO-WIN. Call now.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1
FM. Powered by Sona Med Spa. Look better and feel better in 07. Call 714-434-SONA.
Inspired by true events.
This kid has been kidnapped.
Stolen boy.
That's hot.
In November 1999, in suburban Los Angeles, Johnny Truelove and his friends kidnapped 15-year-old Zach Mazursky as a prank.
He was wearing a blue sweatshirt and his grandfather's ring.
Alpha Dog is the story of what happened next.
Lord, give me a sign!
You can't just take a kid and have no one notice.
That's what I told you.
Maxim calls Alpha Dog riveting.
Cops pick you up, you're doing life.
I'm not going to prison.
It starts the year off with a bang.
There's a missing person poster on every street corner. You come clean now!
Alpha Dog is a fiercely original shocker.
Hey, if I were to offer you $2,500 to kill the kid.
Kill him?
That's a joke, right?
This movie is on fire. Ben Foster, Sean Hattasey, Emile Hirsch, Sharon Stone, Justin Timberlake, and Bruce Willis. Alpha Dog.
Directed by Nick Cassavetes.
Rated R for pervasive drug use and language, strong violence, sexuality, and nudity. In theaters Friday.
2007 is here, and I have the perfect way to start the new year. Do something that makes you look good for a lifetime, gives you one less thing to worry about every day, and makes you feel great about yourself. I'm talking about smooth, hair-free skin from Sona Med Spa. Legs, arms, back, face, underarms, bikini. How much time do you spend shaving, waxing, and dealing with hair? Now imagine that unwanted hair just gone forever. Just call Sona 714-434-SONA.
Check out Sona's special New Year's deal. You buy any laser hair removal package over $1,200 and get a free underarms package. That's an $800 value. Or take 30% off any Sona service of your choice. Got to hurry, though. The New Year's deal ends January 31st. Call right now, 714-434-SONA. Think of Sona for all of your New Year's resolutions. They can help with fine lines, wrinkles, age spots. And Sona uses the latest techniques with Botox, Restylane, and they also do a non-surgical fat reduction. Be Sona smooth. Call Sona, 714-434-SONA. Sona. Check them out online at sonaoc.com. That's 714-434-SONA.
Celebrate 40 years of Kings history and receive a free commemorative mini jersey. These jerseys honor four of the greatest Kings players of all time. Rogie Vachon, Dave Taylor, Wayne Gretzky, and Luke Robitaille. Each embroidered mini jersey comes with high quality packaging and a body mold for display. Every fan in attendance on select games walks away with one of these collectible mini jerseys free. The next giveaway is February 1st when the Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. And the free jersey features number 18 legend Dave Taylor. Find out how to collect all four jerseys with a custom frame by purchasing our jersey ticket package. Call 1-888-KINGS-LA or visit lakings.com/legends now.
This is not a game. This is not a game.
Big time.
Okay, kids, Danny Bonaduce. I'm going to tell you about Best Funding. But first, let me tell you about my new, like, personal pal, I guess, Fernando Perez. He founded Best Funding in 1992, and he's got an impeccable record. And this is what I liked best when I was first telling you about this. He's got a great record with the Better Business Bureau. That's in the very first paragraph of the information he wants you to know. He wants you to know, hey, you want to call and check on me? This is how easy it is. I told you yesterday I had a company redo my kitchen, and I had to sue them. And after it was over, like an idiot, I called the Better Business Bureau. They had 75 complaints. You know, this guy puts right up front, check me out, I'm on top of things. Also, I learned yesterday from Fernando, all his employees own their own home, so they know what it's like to do a refi. Fernando developed and streamlined the loan process. This means you get money in your hands in 12 days without all that inflated rates and unnecessary fees. His phone number is easy to remember. It's 888- 888- 549-1010. Once again, that's 888 888- 549-1010. Best Funding.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
This Free FM brought to you by all-natural Santa Fe Packing Company Salsa and Con Queso. For great recipe ideas, visit SantaFePackingCompany.com. Just the way you like it. Find them in the Mexican food aisle.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late-breaking. Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
Boy George phoned in a bogus report of a burglary. When cops came, there was no burglary, but there was cocaine.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
All righty. Where are we? T.
Yes.
T up the news.
Okay, this feud between Rosie and the Donald, it continues. But this just in, it's being reported by the New York Daily News and the Post. Apparently, there was a huge fight in the makeup room before yesterday morning's The View between O'Donnell and Walters. They had a big blow up because Rosie O'Donnell was pissed off that while she was on vacation, Barbara Walters was fanning the flame of this story and bringing too much publicity. O'Donnell apparently said, "Cameras are outside my house where my wife and kids are." She reportedly turned to Walters and said, "You went all around this and never called Trump a liar. You never said Donald is lying. You never called him a liar." She then erupted and said, "Are you looking me in the face and denying you didn't tell him you didn't say this? You're an effing liar." That is the report coming out of the Daily News and Page Six. Rosie and Walters got into it in the makeup room. Now, I've done The View, and the makeup room is where all the S goes down.
Yeah, Gretchen and I did The View, and they told us in advance they hated us. And they did. They said, "We hate your show. We hate what you're about." And they are vicious women. Vicious women.
Well, I really admire Barbara Walters, but she's scary. And when she gets close to you, her face is melting like a Salvador Dali.
Mm.
It just looks like it's like a melting clock.
Yeah, but time for another facelift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, but Rosie is apparently not afraid of her. And also, of course, the rumor now that Rosie, after her one-year contract is up, will not return to The View because she feels Barbara Walters didn't defend her.
Well, you know what? Then she'll be gone again.
Well,
she's
look,
not that talented.
Barbara Walters has to hate Rosie O'Donnell, as anyone who worked in proximity of Rosie O'Donnell would feel. But I'm sure there are plenty of reasons to hate Barbara Walters as well. This is why women shouldn't be working.
Really?
Let's be quite honest. That's
okay.
Right. Women hate each other. As a matter of fact, it's why there'll never be a woman president. They're sort of like the blacks that way, which is they talk a lot about unity, but when it comes down to it, they end up shooting their own.
Right, right, yeah.
Women are that way, too.
I mean, I don't mean to back up. Well, I guess I do mean to back up. I would not say this.
And don't let me start on black women.
We all know, I believe we all know, statistically speaking, that the number one killer of black men under the age of 28 is other black men under the age of 28.
That's right. And there's a majority of women in this country, yet they can't elect a female president.
Well, listen, you think that women can't get along after they had this big fight?
Yeah.
The View, the show went on, and here's what Barbara Walters had to say. She tried to make nice.
Let me say definitively that everything that he said, I said about her is totally untrue.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which I said last week, but that doesn't seem to stop him.
Yeah, it doesn't stop him, does it?
No.
He's like the ever-ready comb-over bunny. Okay. And she's done. It's my job to be funny.
Yeah, where does that start?
I feel like it's time for a Viking funeral for Barbara Walters and Dick Clark.
With the dog at their feet?
No, yes, on the burning. I'm talking about the burning barge.
With the dog at their feet.
Just look, you guys have had a great career. You've made oodles of money. It's time to get on the flaming barge and we'll just set you adrift.
Barbara Walters is still strong.
No, that does. I've seen The View many times as my wife forces me to watch it via the magic of TiVo. Rosie is quite good. What's her name?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
She's a nice juxtaposition to Rosie in the looks department and in the View department. She's not funny. She's not entertaining.
They just
need somebody with sort of family values to sit in there. Barbara Walters brings nothing to the table.
Right.
She's old. She's slow. She's not funny. She brings no point of view. They all laugh
she
at her behind her back.
She has a lot of experience.
Can I tell you something? Because
right.
I did The Boy View, if you remember,
yes.
called The Other Half.
Yes.
And Dick has had a stroke, and he's a legend and one of my oldest friends. But let me just say,
dig into him.
You got Mario Lopez, possibly one of the most handsome men in the world. I just think he's the Mexican Cary Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And just charismatic. And then they had this really handsome black doctor, and he was a Harvard-educated doctor.
Right.
And then they had me, the essential Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Dick Clark, the Barbara Walters. And they don't bring a lot.
No, they don't.
I think Barbara Walters has years of experience behind her, and I think she brings something.
Start lighting
important.
Up the barge, people.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame quickly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some new inductees.
Am I there?
You're listening to one of them. Van Halen.
Halen.
Right on.
Nice.
R.E.M.
All right.
And possibly the biggest news, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five will become the first true hip-hop act in the Hall of Fame.
Well, them and Blondie invented hip-hop.
Yep.
Or rapping or something.
My daughter points out to me every time that song goes on, you know, this is the first real rap song, Dad.
Yeah.
That's great.
Your daughter shouldn't be pointing anything out to you ever.
No.
Unless your fly's open.
No, she points stuff out to me all the time.
Well, your daughter probably knows a lot about the internet, as the youngins do these days. There's a site called amiannoying.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally user-driven site.
It's a picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows people to vote on whether or not they think 19,500 celebrities and groups are annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they come out with their most and least annoying list.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the most annoying celebrities of 2006, I'll start with the fifth most annoying.
Gerald Ford.
No.
They made the list 6 weeks ago.
Justin Timberlake.
Hmm. Yeah, he's bringing sexy back.
I don't know that I agree.
Number four, Michael Jackson.
Annoying. Sort of morbidly interesting, but not annoying.
And also, I've never felt bad when I still thought he had $1 billion. I'd always thought I'd always trade places with any billionaire.
Right.
I would not be that guy for anything in the world.
Fire
number
on,
three,
lady.
Paris Hilton.
Mm.
The second least annoying person of 2006, according to the people.
Most annoying or
second,
least?
Second.
Most annoying.
Most annoying.
Most annoying.
Right.
Donald Trump. And the first...
Donald Trump does not suck.
The most annoying person of 2006, Star Jones.
I told her that to her face.
All right. We need to take a break. I got some names I'd like to add to that list. And you can hear when Danny told it to Star's face. I feel like, is it 05 or 06? I feel like she's been gone for a while. 866-901-AM. Tell us who you'd add to the annoying list. We'll be right back after this.
There's a lot more coming up, so stick around. The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, boys and girls, it's me, Danny Bonaducci, and my friends and I have been making audiences laugh all over the country with our Danny Bonaducci and Friends comedy show featuring Mike Ivey, Jerry Bednob, and, of course, Bob Gollum. And on January 12th, we're invading the Pechanga Resort and Casino in Temecula, and I really do mean invading. And we'd like you to be there for it if you're caller number 10 right now at 877-520-9797. That's 877-520-9797. You're going to be a big old winner of a pair of tickets to the show, and you're automatically qualified for the grand prize, which gets you a pair of tickets to the show, dinner, and an overnight stay at the Pechanga Resort. And if that wasn't enough and you didn't win, all you got to do is go to Pechanga.com and pick up some tickets. It's easy. Powered by Pechanga Resort Casino and us, 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade, a landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award, take one.
Southern California has a lot of award ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335 horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice, that was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
Yeah, Travel Worm. Exclusive travel partner for the Adam Carolla Show. When we go to New York, Travel Worm. When we go to City of Industry, no Travel Worm.
Nope.
No, we get there. Even though Teresa got there half hour late, but I don't hold a grudge.
It wasn't my fault.
I don't have a memory.
If I'd used Travel Worm, I would have been on time.
That's right. You people, too. You like Vegas? Check out the deals at Hooters. Hotel and casino, all via Travel Worm. That's right. Hooters. I didn't even know Hooters had a hotel and a casino over there.
Sure.
Fine and funky restaurants and bars. They got the casino. They got the roulette. Get out to Vegas. Get out to Hooters and use Travel Worm. And the thing about Travel Worm, one-stop shopping. You pop them up on the computer. You go to TravelWorm.com. Best prices and all your Vegas needs, but hotels and accommodations, shows, airfare, everything. You don't bop around. You don't waste an afternoon booking your travel. You go to TravelWorm.com or you call 888-700-VEGAS. That's 888-700-VEGAS.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Hey, it's Tim Conway Jr. here. If you've been diagnosed with high cholesterol, you have three choices. Either A, ignore it, in which case you'll probably die. B, reduce it with medication, prescriptions, and the side effects that come along with those deals. Or C, choose a completely natural way, that's what I did, and lower your cholesterol with Rescue 1250, Rescue LDLX2 with niacin, and also Rescue Cell Power. There are 150 million Americans walking around right now with high cholesterol, and only one real natural way to reduce it, and that's what I did. So if you are interested in reducing your cholesterol a completely natural way, then tune into this station, 97.1 Free FM, each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Dr. Benigni is with us every Sunday, and he teaches people how to lower their cholesterol a completely natural way. So Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., or better yet, call him now, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-A-L-I-V-E.
Remember how amazing life seemed when you were a kid? Experience it again. Earn your B.A. in Early Childhood Development at National University. Call 1-800-NAT-UNIV.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, this is George Lopez. You're coming to Palm Springs for the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, aren't you? We got it all. 128 PGA Tour pros, famous Hollywood guys, legendary sports heroes, and just for laughs, a few of my personal pals. Plus, there's the famous classic girls. Oh, yeah. And there's something special. On Saturday the 20th, your ticket will get you into my first annual Hopez Shindig, featuring KC and the Sunshine Band. So join me and let's boogie.
That's right, George. It all begins January 15th. Carson Daly, Andy Garcia, Emmett Smith, Ray Romano, and other big stars will join defending champion Chad Campbell and top PGA Tour pros for the desert's liveliest golf outing. And on Saturday, stay longer and join George along with KC and the Sunshine Band and Boogie at his shindig. For tickets, call 1-888-672-4673 or click on joingeorge.com.
And I will see you there.
Now,
Now back to Adam, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci on The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, talking most annoying and least annoying celebs. Our own Teresa Strasser made the least annoying list in 03.
I know, shocking. When I was on While You Were Out, I was the second least annoying person, which is even annoying to bring up.
Boy.
Well, who was the first least annoying?
Selma Hayek was the least annoying person. But I did beat the late John Ritter and God.
Mmm. Ritter was a great guy.
You beat God?
God came in fourth least annoying.
I would ask that they do their research next time and spend some more time with Teresa Strasser.
I know.
Because I think they'd have a change of heart. Jenna?
Yeah.
Most annoying celebrity?
Tom Cruise. Was there a tabloid he wasn't on the cover of all year?
He did make the list. He was number 10.
Well, I don't think that being on the cover of the tabloids is the telltale sign. I think it's why you were on the cover, and that's what made him annoying.
There's passively annoying, like Tom Cruise, and then there's the more active annoying, like Megan Mullally, the people that are sort of in your grill annoying, as opposed to the people you're annoyed by. Like Nicole Richie is not actively annoying. She's passively. I'm annoyed that I have to hear about Nicole Richie all the time.
But she doesn't do anything to you.
She doesn't do anything to you. That's right. But here's someone who I feel does. Frank?
Yes, I'd like to throw up Britney Spears and Kevin Federline on that list. Kevin Federline mainly, though.
Well, if you'd like to throw up, you should go back to Nicole Richie.
You're not going to do better. You're not going to do better than that. K-Fed Britney Spears one-two punch.
K-Fed finished 18th.
Either one of them could head the list on their own, but together, well, in the past at least, they made an unstoppable duo of annoying.
Absolutely, yeah.
I said to somebody the other day, they were talking about, but I said, the only thing remarkable, because they were talking about her career being over, remember we were talking about it on the show and I went and did that thing? They said, they're asking about what I think is remarkable. I said, the only thing remarkable about this woman is she's a gum-cracking redneck who drives with her kid in the front seat behind the wheel, and she still found a way to marry beneath herself. That's fascinating that she could accomplish that.
I am going to toss out this duo from the comic relief thing, which is actually the triplets. I mean, you got Whoopi, who is very annoying and almost and a blowhard, I would venture as well.
Yeah.
You have Billy Crystal, who's a sort of quasi blowhard and quasi annoying, not as bad, but Billy, we get it. You and your dad went to a Yankee game when you were 8. Please get over you and your dad going to a goddamn baseball game when you're 8. Please stop telling us about that.
and then
you got Robin Williams, who's busting into the Baptist preacher thing every 10 seconds. I mean, that is a trifecta of annoying up on stage.
Right.
I don't know that you're going to do better. You could selectively put together an all-star team of annoying, but as far as three that already came as a three-man team, I don't know you're going to do better than those three.
I don't know if you had only a half an hour to think that you could beat that team.
Yeah.
Those three. If you only have, say, a half hour to come with three more annoying people to be on the stage together, I don't know that you could beat them.
It would be tough. On my not annoying list, and Teresa, you tell me if he's on yours, Tom Hanks.
No, never annoys.
Never annoys.
Don't find him annoying at all.
The sweetest guys in the world.
On the sort of D-list celebrity list, Vanilla Ice, I find annoying. I've seen him enough of those reality shows.
And he can't fight.
Yeah. He does that thing where he goes... He does that thing that I find horribly narcissistic and annoying, which is the old Vanilla Ice. That was the old Vanilla Ice that was created by the record label.
Right.
The new, the real Vanilla Ice, that's a guy who looks like Fred Durst circa 1999. Oh, I see. This is the new Vanilla Ice. I see. And then what other Vanilla Ice can we look forward to when fashions, haircuts, and styles change? I know this is the edgy, tatted Vanilla Ice as opposed to the pussy in the parachute pants. You're dressing like Fred Durst dressed 6 years ago. That doesn't make you the new Vanilla Ice.
About Vanilla Ice.
That's right. You got Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, and Simon, which is, as far as the trifecta of annoying goes, not as good.
Oh, my God, no.
Not as good, but a decent attempt at a trifecta.
You know why I disagree with you? Because I think Robin Williams, Whoopi Goldberg, and Billy Crystal are up there to do their individual things and just by accident happen to be the most annoying three people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With Paula and Randy and Simon,
They're doing their job of bickering and hating, and they're doing their job of being annoying. They're paid for that.
The least annoying guy, according to the list, the least annoying man on the list at number four is Rafe Fiennes.
Yeah.
I have to say, I have never been annoyed by him.
I don't even know if he speaks English. He's that unannoying. I'll tell you who's quickly climbing the pyramid of annoying celebrities, who wasn't really even a blip on my annoying radar 2-3 years ago, Matthew McConaughey.
Yep, I've had it with him.
One more of him chewing the gum with the shirt off, explaining that he likes inline skating, and he does it best in a pair of dolphin shorts with the shirt tied around his waist. I've had an ass full of McConaughey.
Me too.
I think a couple people had an ass full of McConaughey.
Ooh, interesting. Oh.
I think one of them might be Lance Bass, American hero.
Or Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong, that's right. Lance Bass, of course. How do you think his eyes got uneven? The guy looks like a Picasso. No, Lance Armstrong and Matthew are like constantly together and shirtless and sweaty.
You know, well,
the
thing that was funny about Lance Bass is if you look at the cover of the Us magazine where he says, "I'm gay," it could have said America's new Al-Qaeda, and I would have still read "I'm gay." Like, he was like, ta-da! Hello, boys! I mean, the picture of "I'm gay" doesn't need the caption "I'm gay" because the picture is so gay.
Right, you don't need anything subtle like Melissa Etheridge's album, "Yes, I Am."
Right.
Because you don't know exactly what the question was. I wasn't that privy to her then. But Lance Bass, it could have been the front page in 1941, December 7th.
Was that
and
picture?
I still would have read, "I'm gay."
Jeff's bomb Pearl Harbor, I would have read, "I'm gay." That's right.
Was it more or less gay than actually having anal sex?
Give me that question specifically, because I think I can
help
you.
The photo.
Was the photo gayer than if I saw a straighter guy, if I saw John Goodman actually receiving anal sex in a photograph, it would look straighter to me than the picture of Lance Bass.
Yes, agree.
Yeah, here's the way I put it. When people I bring it up intentionally so people will know this is not an accident, that I dress so gay, I couldn't be gayer if I was actually doing it with another man.
He's wearing Jordache jeans right now.
Lance Bass is
and
gayer than my clothes.
Jennifer?
Yes?
You want to add Lindsay Lohan to the list?
That bitch is in the hospital like every week.
I agree.
I love you. I just like the way you said that bitch.
All right, we need to take a break.
Right,
we'll be back to make fun of the gays after this.
Don't go anywhere. Adam will be right back. And so will Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Leo Quinones here, and the snow season is in full force up in Telluride, Colorado. I'll be there February 3rd through the 7th with 3FM, so come out and party with me. They've put together a massive snow package, which includes airfare, lift tickets, and lodging at the Mountainside Inn for only $9.99. Telluride is unreal. Insane runs, no lift lines, and sick places to party 10,000 feet above sea level. Book it now. The offer is such a good deal. Call 800-291-2588. 800-291-2588 or book online at 971freefm.com.
Inspired by true events.
This kid has been kidnapped.
Stolen boy. That's hot.
In November 1999, in suburban Los Angeles, Johnny Truelove and his friends kidnapped 15-year-old Zach Mazursky as a prank.
He was wearing a blue sweatshirt and his grandfather's ring.
Alpha Dog is the story of what happened next.
Todd, give me a sign!
You can't just take a kid and have no one notice.
That's what I told you.
Maxim calls Alpha Dog riveting.
Cops pick you up, you're doing life.
I'm not going to prison.
It starts the year off with a bang.
There's a missing person poster on every street corner. You come clean now!
Alpha Dog is a fiercely original shocker.
If I were to offer you $2,500 to kill the kid.
Kill him?
That's a joke, right?
This movie is on fire. Ben Foster, Sean Hattasy, Emile Hirsch, Sharon Stone, Justin Timberlake, and Bruce Willis. Alpha Dog. Directed by Nick Cassavetes. Rated R for pervasive drug use and language, strong violence, sexuality, and nudity. In theaters Friday.
By the way, I had a very interesting conversation yesterday with my new buddy. He runs Best Funding. His name is Fernando Perez, and he should be with me right now. You there, Fernando?
I'm right here, Danny. Good morning, man.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. It was good meeting you, Danny, by the way.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Listen, we only have a minute to get through this, and there's so much good information that I wanted to get out there. One is that with Best Funding, you have one of the best records with the best, Better Business Bureau. Is that correct?
That's right, Danny, because I'm here on a day-to-day basis. I want to make sure that every customer gets the right service and the right loan, because after all, it has to have a true benefit. Danny, if the loan doesn't have a benefit, it doesn't make any sense, I'm the first one to stop it.
And this puts money in the person's pockets within 12 days?
In 12 days, people have their money, whether they're self-employed, they have bad credit, whatever it takes, we need to get the right loan for the customer.
And this is cool. Now, this is because, you know, a lot of times, because I take this really seriously, because I'm on MySpace and people can contact me and tell me, you know, people know what I look like. If they go to a product that I endorse, they can talk to me about it. And I could not be more comfortable talking about this with Fernando Perez. By the way, let's get the phone number out there. It is 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. Tell us exactly what they get when they call them. What are they looking to accomplish?
Danny, it's very simple. Actually, when you call, we take some basic information. We need to know what it is that you're trying to do. We want to know a little bit about your loan. And again, we do a simple benefit analysis to determine if it makes sense. Folks, remember, if it sounds too good to be true out there, it usually is. And we want to make sure that your family gets the right loan, because after all, Danny, we're talking about the home, the most precious investment that we all have.
You know, not only is that true, but, and I may have already pointed this out, but I was just so impressed with meeting you yesterday. Don't all your employees own their own homes so they know what this is like?
That's right, and it's important, because if somebody's going to be consulting you on something, they better be a homeowner, especially if they're talking about home loans and what it takes to be a homeowner and what it takes to write a check every month.
Absolutely. Get money and get money fast. Call 1-888-549-1010. That's
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
New year, new you, and a bunch of resolutions. Which ones are you going to keep? How about an easy one, like getting your eyes done at Laser Eye Center? They're dedicated to bringing you the most advanced and trusted treatment. All laser LASIK, highly sophisticated technology, taking your vision to 2020 and beyond. Their custom LASIK with LADAR 6000 technology is more effective, faster, and safer than ever before. And you should know that with other practices, it's all about the deal and the price. But at Laser Eye Center, it's all about you. They've performed over 200,000 procedures and have been voted best in SoCal for 5 years running. And right now, Laser Eye Center is offering zero down, zero interest financing to make better vision more affordable than ever. Just call 800-80-LASER. That's 800-80-LASER. Resolve to get better vision to start off the new year. Call Laser Eye Center at 800-80-LASER and visit lasereyecenter.com.
Laser Eye Center.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me, free. As in, it could cost you zero, zilcho, zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions. Print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you gotta hurry, because this is a limited-time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
Start off the new year with a new car from Puente Hills Toyota. Save big on their entire inventory. Puente Hills Toyota, the king of the hill, celebrating their 25th anniversary at the 60 Freeway and Azusa Avenue.
Well, we don't have quite enough time, so for what have we learned, but I was reminded that when you give your kid a mullet, it is a form of molestation, which
yes.
is, I would rather be sexually abused by a parent than given a mullet at age 4.
They're both lasting emotional pain.
Right. One takes 3 months to grow out. The other one, I can take a quick rape bath. Not shower. When I was young, I'd have to take a rape bath. Teresa, did you take rape baths when you were adolescent?
Yeah. Rubber ducky and everything.
Honey, you want to take a nice little rape bath?
Please. Bubbles?
I'll get Mr. Bubble. No tears. Well, except for the tears you cry after we shampoo your hair.
God, you should never pee around here. What the hell did I miss?
Oh, I'll tell you tomorrow. I want to thank Kevin Nealon for coming in today and whoever that flu bitch was. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo. Ta-da! Hello, boys!